What's poppin'? It's a Thursday show. The Thursday Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios, where we have apparently launched another show today. ML Elric was in the house with the Fox 2 camera, too. So,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't think that's going to air anytime super soon, but eventually it will.
They're very proud of our lighting down here, including the brand new light I put in. I'm very proud. I did that all by myself. I'm a big boy now.
Aww.
I've made sure I've told everybody that I did that.
It's quite nice.
Drew is not impressed by it at all.
I thought the old lights were okay. I just think I look terrible on Facebook anyway, so I don't think there's any lighting can save me.
Yeah, but watch. I can do this with it. I can go, ooh, and change it a different color.
I like that. I like that
better.
Make it darker.
I like that better.
There you go. Much better.
That's what it'll be when the cameras are off.
Are we live on Facebook?
Yes.
We are live on Facebook, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequila, conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th with a 35-inch screen, which you might enjoy for watching the Michigan game if you want to head over there for lunch this Sunday. That's a noon game, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
I learned that from Elric, and Sean Windsor was here too today. Mesa Tequila, Tacos and Tequila with, let's see, Thursday is Trivia Thursday, where you can win cash and fabulous prizes. The amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And the best place to watch sports. And 10% off. Just mention Drew and Mike, and you will be discounted. So there. And today, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start off with this, because it's just such a big story. It's so dumb to me, but Khloe Kardashian's, is it her baby daddy or is he her husband?
Baby daddy.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson of the Cleveland Cavaliers busted for apparently banging Kylie Jenner's friend. I can't believe we're leading the show with this, but Trudy said the nine was all over.
The nine led the show with that as well. And it went on and on and on a little bit, and Alan couldn't understand the relationship. He needed a diagram, which I agree.
I agree, too.
A diagram, yeah.
Well, now there's a report that he was at a Valentine's Day party. Ooh. 3 days before he banged Kylie's. This girl lives with Kylie.
Ooh.
He's Chloe's, his baby mama.
Kylie's a billionaire and she needs a roommate?
I guess they're really good friends. They have
fashions. I loved her, but I didn't like her. I wasn't in love with her.
They have fashion lines together and, you know, stupid stuff. That makes billions of dollars. But anyway, 3 days before, he was with Kylie's roommate, friend, whatever she is, who's extremely hot, by the way. I didn't even know who this Jordan, Jordan Wood.
Now we have to know who she is, though.
Oh, she's so hot.
Just like we know who Blac Chyna and Lil Boo.
I guess anything, eventually.
These are all Kardashian orbits.
I know. We're going to know them all eventually anyway.
Thanks.
So 3 days before that, he was at a Valentine's Day party that a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers was throwing, and he was seen going with two women into a room and locking the door for 35 minutes and squeezing asses.
Nice. Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe there was a legitimate reason for that. Or
it was a singles party for Thanksgiving or Valentine's Day. And they said that the ratio was like 7 women to 1 NBA player.
Nice.
All right.
We think Chloe would be getting over NBA players by now.
Yeah. I mean, can't
who else did she have?
Well, she had the guy she married.
Yeah.
From the Lakers.
Wouldn't she do better with like a hedge fund guy?
Oh, Lamar Odom.
Yeah, Lamar Odom.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was with Hardy. Wait.
Oh, James Harden.
James
you're right.
Harden.
Yeah, wow. She's got a nice starting lineup.
Yeah, she's her team photo is tall.
She's the mix of, you know, shooting guard in there or small forward.
Well, Harden.
Oh, OJ's daughter.
And then a point guard.
Would be interesting.
One of them
in
6'11".
I bet she's his been with daughter. A point guard.
You think so?
If
Steve Nash?
If there was a gun to my head, I'd bet she's been with a point guard.
Steve Nash, you think?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Why? Is he not her type?
Steve Nash.
He's too old for her.
I got to give her credit. She looks better now than she ever has.
Yeah,
before, she was the ogre. You know, she was the
she looks good.
Not frumpy Kardashian.
Not Jordan Woods good.
She looked like Frankenberry before. You know, remember for that giant head, pink head?
She did. She had a bolt taken out, and now she's all set.
I'm not a big fan of Chloe. Her personality annoys me.
All their personalities suck.
Yeah, they're not. You're right.
Kim, she's working for social justice. Right?
I'm not that attracted to Chloe. Chloe's more attractive than the third one, who I don't know why do people say she's hot, the third one.
The third one?
The third older one.
Courtney?
Courtney.
Oh, Courtney.
Why is she always
she's
half
got a
nude?
Nice body.
She's not pretty, though.
I mean, on the Kardashian level, she's not. I think
no,
she's all right.
She's the ugly
she's the
sister.
Worst of the
yeah, she's the gross yeah. sister. And she married Scott Disick.
Yeah.
Lord Disick?
Yes, Lord Disick. This thing with Tristan Thompson is such a joke. He was nailing chicks when she was pregnant with his kid.
And he nailed her when his last girlfriend was pregnant
yes.
with his kid.
And, you know, there's a karmic element to this because when Chloe started dating him, he had a pregnant girlfriend.
Right.
And they were out celebrating. Oh, we're so in love. And oh, yeah, that stupid bitch. Yeah, she's going to have a kid, but whatever. And then, well, what do you know? Yeah. He didn't knock anybody else up, but he's cheating on her left and right. And
well, as Facebook Live pointed out, Courtney is the most natural. So if you like the natural look.
No, I like the pretty look. I just don't think she's that pretty. Can we bring up a picture of her?
Find the hottest one you can.
No, don't.
But both of his former baby mama and Courtney,
no,
Chloe.
She's not as pretty. She's not even close.
That's a bad picture of her.
She looks like
that's a good picture.
She looks
of
most
her.
Like dad.
Find the one of her
picture
butt.
Her father's hair.
Oh, her dad.
Yeah.
Robert Kardashian.
It's a lot like Robert. Yeah.
Well, now I'm thinking she looks like the son Robert Kardashian. Rob. I can kind of see it. How old's Mason, by the way, now?
God, who cares?
Does Mason have his own show yet?
Mason kept, when Kim was dating Chris Humphries, I actually watched a couple episodes, and Chris wanted, they were in New York, they wanted to have a party in the suite they'd rented,
yes.
And they couldn't have a party because Mason's toys could be
contaminated
mm-hmm. by the guests.
No, I get it, I understand.
But
no.
I'll whoop everybody's ass
when they're
I
understand.
I cannot really make myself care for those people.
I can't either. I'm amazed that in my daily travails of getting ready for the show, I bump into them all the time. And it's like usually there's a new nude picture or a nude semi-nude picture right. of yeah. Kim. Or, yeah. And I'm like, every day? Really?
Believe me, she would not be my first choice that I can tell.
I'm going to put a parental block on TMZ on your TV so you can't watch it anymore.
She fucked Ray J and now she's famous.
I'm trying to think if they talked about
it. Be TMZ free.
Today, I think it wasn't the lead story. Smollett was the lead story.
As it should be.
And we'll get to Smollett.
Did you see the Mandy Moore, the clips of Mandy?
No, I didn't see the clips. I'd like to hear what she has to say because I'm not... I feel bad for all these women, and Ryan Adams sounds like a major asshole.
Right.
But I don't know, when you're married to somebody for 7 years, I have a little less, just a little, and it's like, and also I think her music sucks, and I think it's a blessing that nothing was put out while she was married to Ryan Adams. I mean, really, if you listened to her music, I did.
Yeah.
When I read the Ryan Adams story, I went through her hits.
Right.
They're not really big hits at all. And it is awful.
What about the Tangled soundtrack when she played Rapunzel?
I don't even play it, but I'm just telling you, she sucks.
Isn't she just Britney?
She was not going to be an indie rock. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. She was 15 when her first record came out.
So that's like pedophile rock, right? Pedo rock?
Yeah, you might be right about that. No, I think she's beautiful, and she seems like a fairly nice chick, too.
Good
and she's a unit of measure. Did you hear about the 600-pound life guy who's, I think, at least 5 Mandy Moores who died?
Yeah, he passed away. It's very sad. I was shocked.
He weighed 900 pounds, went on 600-pound life, and lost 400 pounds.
Wow.
And he apparently, his father was mean to him when he was younger, so he ate food for comfort. It made him feel better.
Right.
But was his dad that mean? I mean, that's really mean.
Which guy is this?
To eat till John you get to 900 pounds.
Do we know any, like, who he is?
I'll show him.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He was really
fat. I wish I had a father.
I saw a picture of him. He was huge. Oh, my God. He was fat.
600 pounds.
900 pounds. I saw a picture of him when he was 900. He was so fat. Oh, my God.
Wow.
He was just lying on a bed. It was like,
yeah,
did he have a modesty towel?
Plastered to a bed. Yeah, he did. He had a comfort towel. See, that was a comfort towel. The picture just a minute ago. Hoo-ah. Look at that comfort towel.
Hey, what's that lady in the back doing?
She's crushed underneath him.
Just watching.
She's probably on call to bring him food.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta have one of those.
That'd be my guess.
Loves to crochet.
Really? Huh. Yeah. What, towels to cover himself with?
Has DoorDash and Grubhub made the 600-pound life a lot easier?
More attainable?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, well, they always order pizza. Look,
he's got that thing hanging above the bed so he can pick himself up because he can't.
Oh, man. Move his... I need one of those.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I do too.
That's not a bad way to do it.
Like Homer Simpson when he was in the hospital and they fell. Such a good episode.
Anyway, our thoughts and prayers out to the family of the 600-pound life guy that died. His mother died apparently just a short time before he did, and he was, what's the word, Michael Jackson? Inconsolable. He was inconsolable. Like when Elizabeth died, was inconsolable. Yeah. Or was it when Michael died, Elizabeth was inconsolable? I can't remember which one. Who died first? Jackson?
Elizabeth did.
I think Michael.
Is it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
I looked that up.
Elizabeth was alive every day of my life.
Important thing is we're both together now.
Mother Nature has been punishing all of us this winter, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at just $99 a month. That doesn't seem possible, does it? But, yeah, it could be you. You heard right, $99 a month. That's cheaper than your cable TV bill. Four times cheaper than mine. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home watching TV at home. So go see my friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. They don't have Maz, but they have Stephanie. She's better looking, and she'd love to sell you a Ram. For $99 a month, only from your friends at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche has got the benefits of Forever Young.
Yeah.
Forever Young. BBL. That's something that Trudy and I both had. It's the laser to the face.
Yeah.
And it reverses sun damage. It's non-invasive. It's a lunch break procedure. Improves laxity? I'm not sure what that means. Radiant Healthy Glow. I agree with the Radiant Healthy Glow. You know, it cuts through some layers of crappy skin and that freckly sun damage look. I can't believe what this sort of thing does for people like that. I mean, they look 10 years younger when you get rid of that crappy, leathery skin.
Right. It stimulates collagen so that it's
It does all those good things. It makes wrinkles less apparent. 3 BBL treatments for $1,000 and also receive 3 photo revelation treatments free. Now, photo revelation, did you say that's for...
Acne is what it said when I looked it up.
Acne scars,
yeah.
Brown spots, okay. Wow. Each additional area, only $100. That's a pretty good deal.
It's really good.
Three BBLs for $1,000 is a great deal.
You know what? You might be tolerating it day after day after day, and I'll just put makeup over that. But hey, you could just take advantage of this. How long?
Well, it's till the 26th. So there. 248-338-1110. 248-338-1110. You know, they've got amazing lasers now. I don't think the BBL, I don't know if they use broadband light, but they can really make scars much less significant.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Spider veins.
Spider veins. But, you know, even stretch marks, things they couldn't do anything about for a long time, they can really make it less, I mean, not always make it go away, but make it a lot better, which is worth something.
Are you serious?
Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for, I can't believe we were playing that, for client service and big supporters of our show. And the sheriff said we had 5 tips last week. Jess?
Sheriff.
Jess is all over me. I mean, every week I have to look at this list and I got to sweat it out for a week if we didn't have a good week tip-wise. But we had 4 and then we had 5.
I
think we're off probation. The sheriff is probably touting us to someone else by now. But she'll be right back on our ass if we don't have any great tips for David All in All Financial. Our tips are good, by the way. Our people usually convert.
Who did she tout to you?
She didn't tout anybody. I don't know. She's such a ball buster. I never know. I don't know what's going on. I bet she is touting us. I bet she's telling somebody, Drew and Mike got me 5 tips. What have you done for me lately? But that's what makes a good advertiser when they're...
Spending their
money wisely and getting business for their buck. They should be concerned. Everybody needs a Jess. I'm glad everybody doesn't have a Jess, but geez.
She's very nice on email, though.
Oh, is she?
Very nice and professional.
As long as you're getting tips.
yeah, she's been really nice the last 2 weeks.
Thanks for the tip.
They have over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. 72% of their business is referral because realtors trust them. Their clients love them. We have so many great letters from people who've used Hall Financial and saved money on a refi. Lower payments, more options, and...
Better customer service.
Yes, that's it. From start to finish, they're attentive. On top of the elite service, you'll close on your home probably a lot earlier because the industry averages 44 days. They do it in 19 days is their average. Even the sellers are usually impressed with Hall Financial. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 or you can click the link on our Drew and Mike Show website and fill out the online form. NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial. Were you guys looking something up? Was there something hanging?
You mean besides Kardashians?
Maybe it was Kardashian related. Am I crazy?
I don't know. There's an
Oh, Jordan Woods. Did you look up Jordan Woods?
Jordan Woods.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you see how hot she is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I looked at the screen and that 600-pound dead that dude. Guy's on there.
Yeah, sorry. I thought this girl was a knockout.
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, I think she's pretty hot.
I think you like Iraq.
Well, Chloe's got a nice rack.
Let's go to her Instagram where we can see the best version of herself. Isn't that where it's going
to
be?
You know, I already went to her Instagram. Mm-hmm. And every time I go to Instagram, it's somebody doing, here's me. I feel like, oh, my God, the narcissism must be through the roof
selfie.
In this country.
It is.
Isn't that? Look at that. I don't know how people take pictures of themselves that often without feeling kind of a little...
Nice.
I don't know. A little full of yourself?
Oh, they don't have that gene anymore.
I guess not.
She's
been
really
eliminated.
It's gone.
She is. Don't you think so, Brandon?
Yeah, I think she's really, really good.
I'll fill you up. What?
Imagine being Tristan Thompson.
I'm going to shoot.
I mean, this guy just, apparently, just anybody will bang him.
I guess his penis just goes wherever it leads him.
Yeah, it's like, what's that thing when you're on the beach and you're trying to find metal?
Oh, metal detector.
Divining rod? Is that what I'm talking about? Divining rod?
You have a metal detector, but it's like a divining rod, too.
Yeah, for, you know.
For hot models.
That party looked ridiculous. There's a little video on TMZ. There's so many girls there. There's a little video at the end, and it looks like the pickings are a little slim.
Hope you enjoy being date raped.
Somebody from the Cavaliers, I think, is rapping. And
oh, cool.
It looks like the leftovers are kind of hanging out. Looks like the top talent's been chewed up.
Oh boy, jeez.
So I think they let the bench in the game at
nice
that point.
Tristan Thompson taking two of them.
You know, it must be greedy. It must be exhausting though to be that carried away with yourself and have to post all the. You have to sort of be, you know, in makeup and every and on your game.
I know, and
then
the thing is when you stop getting all the likes, then what happens?
Then you have a crisis.
Yeah, it's a crisis, and you're never getting them back. I'm sorry.
I think you're really ugly.
It looks to me like you had a couple babies. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, and that's what your entire sort of persona is based on your...
Trudy, what do you think?
I think you look really good that way. I like the neck tattoo.
Somebody adjusted my photo to give me all of Tekashi 69's tattoos.
That would be Zuv's.
Zuv's did, yeah.
Zuv's, that's good, Zuv's.
Yeah.
I think I look pretty cool.
Yeah, you do.
Except I have 107, my Little League number, instead of 69.
69 was taken.
Well, why don't you get one of those tattoos for real, since you think you look so badass?
I thought about it.
Which one would you get first?
I like the 107.
On the neck or on the head?
I
like both of them.
You have a logo on your face.
The Layla
too.
One.
I think this is the most psyched I've been about tattoos ever, possibly. I've never seen tattoos
see
on
how
me.
Cool they look?
Maybe they. Would I get tired of it, though?
No. Well, you don't have to see it unless you're looking in a mirror.
I know, but you have to do that in the morning at least.
Eh. Well, like you're going to forget that you had them?
You have John Lennon on your cheek.
Yeah, mags on my forehead.
Thanks for listening to the podcast under your eye.
That's pretty cool.
What's this above his eye?
Is that mags? Is
that
mags?
Say?
Drew Wave.
Right okay, here. Cool.
And then another 107 on your neck with wings, angel wings.
Wow.
Aw.
Mags looks good, too. Where'd you get that mags?
It's a real tattoo.
Like Joey drew it on me.
It's just on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can see that.
Oh, this picture, his Twitter account.
You can see that on our Instagram page or on Facebook.
You can't follow Mags on Twitter. He's not real active lately.
Hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. You look insanely good.
How many likes did I get, Brandon?
565. Congratulations.
See, it's all about the likes.
Wow.
It is.
When you're on top, it's great.
Hey, did Mags go dormant because of the thing with
Gabby?
You know, like not being full-blooded or something like that? Is he just ashamed? And
no, that was such a...
Sorry, I don't mean to...
That may be one of the most brutal things I've ever heard in a phone call before.
Not pure. Ooh.
Man, oh, man. If he's not pure, Layla's not pure because they're brother and sister. Mm.
I think Mags is an outlier. He's
I think so
a little
too.
Different. He is different. Yeah. That's the biggest Papillon I've ever seen. Not because of his weight, but because of
look
his.
Look at him smiling.
Tall.
I think
he is tall. He's
huge.
Tall. He's got big features too. Tall. Look at his snout.
Big
look how big
well,
his snout
then it's
is.
Clear, he's not purebred.
No, he's a genetic anomaly.
Exactly.
Of I just think he's like frame. If there was a Papillon basketball team, he'd be the center. Clearly, I mean, there's got to be a tallest Papillon, right?
Mm.
If there was a defensive lineman. Who was tough against the run? It'd be Mags.
Yeah,
well, as long as
there was a Papillon football team.
Just like Mark's argument that he's the same species as LeBron James.
Yeah,
every Papillon can't be the running back. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gabby's going to be the starter.
What is he doing in the other room too? He's just sort of parked in there,
probably eating some
like
trash.
Looking at something.
He likes.
Well, I'm going
to
guess
he
eating.
He goes into the Silence of the Lambs room. I don't know what he's doing
to
back
eat.
There.
He's shame eating he in there, so no one. Don't look at me.
He was.
He looks so cute.
I know he does. They were busted. Both of them were drinking.
Don't look at me!
Water that was coming from the air conditioning or something.
Oh, gross.
Shut the door. Jeez. I thought they'd be dead in a day, but they survived.
That sounds delicious.
That was a good while ago, so I think they're okay. They probably needed the immunities. Probably was good for them.
Is there an immunity in.
Well, you know,
air conditioning water.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ever going to build up water immunities, that's
tremendous
probably a good thing to drink.
Tremendous amounts of water.
So, anyway, today was an interesting day because I got up and I went on Twitter and, you know, I was just kind of opening my eyes and I popped the Daily Mail and the Free Press. And there's some local news today, by the way, some weird news. Maybe we'll get into that in a second. Anyway. There's a story about Jesse Smollett, and I'm so stunned by this story. It's about him getting a DUI in 2007, and he was charged with filing a false police report too, because he said he was his brother.
He signed the form that he would show up.
Signed his name.
Brother, so yeah, it's a misdemeanor. Yeah,
they busted him, and
3 years probation.
Yeah, two or 3 years probation. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of probation. Well, it was the DUI, and he had a suspended license, too, which is anybody going to look into that, maybe? Why is suspended license? I mean, but here we are 3 weeks into this, and nobody has reported this. No one dug deep on Jesse Smollett to find out that he had filed a false police report before. Is anybody surprised besides me?
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I'm shocked.
I would have thought the people that
I am absolutely shocked. That means every news outlet in the country didn't even bother to go, what have you been in trouble before? Because, you know, how many days into this, well,
some of the bigger ones, I guess I understand because he's still the victim at that point as he's telling his story. I'm just
shocked.
Since
when did anybody stop digging up shit on victims? The troll. I thought the trolls would have found it.
That's what I was going to say. The people that came out immediately and thought that it was bullshit would have dug it up.
But everyone knew that a lot of people, and even the ABC people said, yeah, we kind of thought something was a little funny about this story. It's weird. I think it's weird.
Why didn't anybody heads up Robin?
A little weird.
Yeah,
I think that would have been a great question to spring on him on Good Morning America. I have a feeling Robin didn't want to ask him that.
Mm. Oh, she didn't know.
So anyway,
you think she knew? I think she dug that deep.
No, I don't, because I think even okay. Today is Wednesday. This thing blew up last Thursday. Was when all of a sudden it's like, oh, look at this. Well, you mean to tell me it took five, six days to find this out?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, is the media sleeping? What is going on? And the trolls, too. I'm more upset at the trolls.
I got the pre-show meeting, and you were accusing trolls of being lazy.
I think they are lazy. There were so many people trolling. Not trolling. Well, I call it trolling, I guess. There were so many people calling this a hoax, and I'm amazed that nobody dug this up. And I don't even know it was. There were a lot of California radio or TV stations that had video of this story last night. Here's the weirder thing. This morning, I'm watching GMA and the Today Show after I had seen the story. Neither one of them even mentioned it.
Yeah,
really?
And TMZ didn't mention it either.
CBS This Morning didn't mention it either.
Why? Why would that not be? That's a huge story.
That is.
What's he doing? He's lying to the police. What did he do in 2007? He lied to the police. That's a big story.
It's a police record. Does any of this have to do with the fact that he was a child star? Is he one of those troubled child stars?
That's an excuse. He'll probably use that.
You know,
because he never had a child.
That's interesting, Trudy. Yeah, why is he hanging out with 12-year-olds? Why is he reliving his childhood? You know, child stars, I think this is the same problem that athletes have. Because, I mean, it does seem like athletes get in a lot of trouble for whatever
That's
reason.
A good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
And I'm inclined to believe child stars and athletes, the best ones, get their asses kissed from the time they're in 7th, 8th grade. They right. go, oh, my God, you're on the TV show. Oh, my God. What do you want? What do you want? Here. Just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
People so...
When the world, to them.
Yeah, when the world revolves around you from a very young age, it would be hard to, you know, you would think that, oh, no bumps in the road for me. I just give my brother's name.
And then
fuck my brother.
I'm going to write a letter that threatens to kill me, and if I don't get attention for it, I'm going to double down.
I know this.
I do.
I mean, when you think about this story, first of all, the story we're dealing with right now, if indeed it's a hoax, which it sounds like it is, I mean, that is so fucked up to write the letter. And then, not enough reaction. This is terrible. We're going to have to do something more major. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Well, I think the bigger story today is that those two brothers are ready to testify in front of a grand jury. And all of a sudden, his lawyers are like, oh, shit, those guys are going to testify. And then they call the prosecutor to make some kind of weird deal or agreement that nobody even knows what that means. So they suspended their testimony.
And
they want to do it shirtless, too.
Guys want to do everything shirtless.
And they're going to let them.
Surprised they didn't do the attack shirt.
They're more comfortable shirtless. I still think this other story, though, is a huge story. It says everything about him.
Yeah.
And the question about him being a child star, that's interesting, because I haven't really thought to myself, why did he do this? What? I mean, that is just amazing. I mean, he really gave this a lot of thought. I'm going to use my gayness and my blackness, and I'm going to call in all the sympathetic people because I check all the boxes. It'll be great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really fucked up.
I wonder.
It's really fucked up.
Though 20th Century Fox has come out to say that they support him, I wonder if there was the turbulence on the set with him and someone else, or maybe, you know, he just wasn't working out that much for him or whatever. I don't watch that show, so I'm at the disadvantage of not knowing.
I suspect it's about his music career, too.
Jump his music career, because that's his music manager that he was on the phone with.
Well, there were also, when this story broke, there were some people who apparently were tweeting, get him streams. Like, he's been wronged. Let's get him streams.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, one of them was, I wish I knew that. I don't even know these people's names because I don't know this TV show other than Terrence Howard, who's great.
Taraji P. Henson, isn't she in it?
I don't know if it was her. It was somebody fairly significant, and they deleted the tweet not long afterwards. But somebody got a screenshot, of course. So...
And he's got an audience that's fantastic.
By the way, his brother and his sister were on TV this morning.
Whose name he used?
Yes. He stands,
not the other brother?
He stands behind him. He says, I still support him and I believe him.
Oh, yeah, it's not that brother.
And that, I know, the guy, he used his fucking name? Really?
How did he get away with it? With their driver's license pictures are vastly different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't really
if that was your
that
brother?
Like.
Would you just... I don't support him.
Well, it would put you in a really strange position.
I wouldn't do the interview, first of all.
Yeah, I think I'd stay out of it.
Yeah.
I think you're going to figure it out. He still hasn't talked to the police, by the way, who want to talk to him Saturday. So something is really up here. And, you know, interesting, too, getting back to media, and I refuse to relent on this. I'm stunned. This isn't a bigger story today, or at least part of the story. Because it's so significant. I mean, I know news. This is news.
Mm-hmm.
It's late news. Rafer Weigel tweeted out today that he's one of the reporters in Chicago. His father, Tim Weigel, was a big sportscaster at Channel 7. And his son is a weekend anchor, I think, at Channel 32. And he's been doing a lot of reporting on Jussie Smollett. So in the last couple of days, he's been on Sean Hannity, the Ingram angle.
Good and, for you and your father.
And Shannon Bream. And so he tweeted out that I'm hearing from a lot of people who are saying, how come you've only been on Fox News shows?
He's a Fox reporter, isn't he?
Well, he's Fox local, not Fox News, not national.
Nobody's Fox,
And he said, they're the only ones who've asked me to come on.
Ooh, conspiracy.
Well, no, I think he was getting shit. Like, oh, what are you, Mr. Fox News? And he's saying, they're the only ones that asked me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That the other side,
apparently. They don't care.
That this is, I don't know, this is starting, well, it's not starting to. This is, you know, maybe it's a little more two-sided than I thought. I mean, I think the whole business that this has sides is so stupid.
Yeah, you're...
Why? Because he's the one that made the sides.
Oh, I know he is.
Smollett but made it with but, what he claimed they said.
But I don't think it's that important that it's true or it's untrue. It shouldn't be that important that it's true or untrue. He's an asshole. He's a nut. I mean, he's really nuts. Yeah. And I don't know what that says, but... Nonetheless, people who are gloating or who are just disappearing from the story, who were so involved in the beginning, who, you know, called it a modern day lynching, and all of a sudden they're like, I don't want to talk about it until the facts come in, which is kind of interesting since you didn't in the first place. But
you know why? Just same with Covington and because of the whole Make America Great Again.
Yeah, but to participate in it and have so much meaning attached to it for a person who has nothing to do with it is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the world we're living in right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And in this case, I guess the point I'm really getting to is I'm just so stunned. I don't know, I'm repeating myself, but that no one would have this story about the false police report in 2007 is just so bad. It just seems like such a slack-ass world of journalism in media. And then...
could they have possibly learned anything from the Covenant Baptist, or what is it, the Catholic
Covington.
Kid? Covington, right.
Well.
Who's suing the Washington Post?
Oh, yeah. $250 million.
I think he is.
Which, by the way, is Sandman how much coverage is that story getting? I haven't really paid a ton of attention.
I saw it this morning.
A lot.
You know, it's weird. I've been watching CNN almost around the clock. Not around the clock, but it's just on in my kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, usually when you come in, I switched over to Fox this morning. I was like, oh, my God, you see a whole different lineup of stories on Fox. And some of them I was very interested in. Not all of them. I mean, and, you know, of course, the viewpoint. It's just this whole idea that I want news that tells it the way I like it is...
Yeah, that's...
How fucked up.
When it comes to the media, some are worse than others.
Why isn't there another Fox News, by the way? When do you think it'd be another conservative media outlet?
There's the, what is it, American, it's like three initials. There's another channel.
What channel is it?
Oh, God damn it.
I never heard of it.
I've never.
Yeah, because I've watched it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh. I don't know what about.
Hang on, I'll find it.
Anyway, Fox News went into a lot of detail on that story and had a panel. And CNN had the story, and they talked about it. It was a little more brief. It was a lot more brief. Yeah. Anyway, the Fox News Channel said that the Washington Post had the first tweet of the, you know, the tweet that went out that was designed to make you hate Nicholas Sandman, which really started the thing?
Yeah.
That was a Washington Post reporter who tweeted it first, according to Fox News.
OAN is the channel, One American News Network.
Okay, never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Maybe there isn't a need for another one if there's another one and nobody watches it.
It's on. I mean, it's on all the... I don't know if you get it on...
I've never heard of it.
On Comcast, but it's on DirecTV. It's on UVerse.
So this is literally then a fight between
AON.
The MAGA hat-wearing Catholic kid.
Yes.
And
the Washington Post.
And Bezos.
Yes, Bezos.
So it's like Bezos is in another...
Somebody said, and I don't know if it's true, they said the $250 million he's suing the Washington Post for is what Bezos paid for the Washington Post.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So he wants to own the Post, apparently.
Oh, that'll be great when he when he takes over. I can't wait till Nicholas Sandman.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Sandman and then will do.
I meant to do that.
Maybe they'll offer it for free then.
Will it just turn over ownership to him?
Sure. Yeah. Just give him the keys.
I don't think anyone thinks he's going to get $250 million, but I would say if he won a dollar, if he won a dollar, he would probably feel at least better than he did yesterday.
The fact that he asked for that is pretty preposterous. What did Richard, what did Dick Jewell get? Though.
I never understand. Why do people ask for ridiculous amounts in these suits?
Because they figure it's going to be bartered down.
Yeah, that'll settle.
But from $250 million?
Yeah. I mean, if he gets a million, I'm sure he'd be delighted.
What did Dick Jewell get?
Oh, he got millions. Dick Jewell got millions.
Dick Jewell literally did get dicked.
Oh, yeah, sure he did. Enter Nick Sandman.
He got 15 mil.
I think the...
And then died.
The people attached on Twitter, the celebrities who are being sued by Nicholas Sandman. Now, that'll be interesting. What'll happen with the media outlets? I don't know. They'll probably give him something. I don't know what...
What did the Post
How much mood they're in to
say?
Pay money.
Well, they wrote an article on him.
The initial tweet, which was put out by... Wasn't it Jimmy Kimmel's writer or something that put it out? Was that the... Am I on the wrong story?
The Sandman one? No, I thought it was a Brazilian account. That was
It's a fake account.
Yeah,
that but was somebody
like
here.
A teacher.
Oh, is it a teacher?
No, they were acting like they were a California teacher. Are you talking about Nick Sandman with
yeah,
the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a Brazilian account.
Okay, there's something I can't even remember what it was. There's something that Jimmy Kimmel's writer tweeted out, his former writer tweeted out that started a whole big thing, and I thought it was Covington, but maybe that wasn't it. Anyway, it was a video that was edited very carefully to make it appear that it was just Nicholas Sandman and smirking and being the horrible person that he was. And it had nothing of the previous part where the Hebrew Israelites were
being dicks.
By the way, why didn't Nathan Phillips drum up to the Hebrew Israelites since they were the ones being mean?
Because they're not white.
He's trying
what does being white have to do with it?
Well, he clearly wanted a confrontation.
What does drumming have to do with it?
Well, he said he was a peacemaker, remember? Peacemaker, Phillips.
I know, but the drumming, I still don't see how that helps.
I don't either.
There's always a drum.
I think it's totally stupid.
At every public.
I don't believe he's a peacemaker either.
Yeah, no one wants to be around the drum.
But there are always drums. No matter what protest you go to, there's always a drum.
Nice peacemaking, Phillips.
Be hilarious for a protest in this.
Did you hear about Cobo Hall?
Yeah.
What about Cobo Hall?
Chemical Bank Hall.
What time they sold the sponsorship?
Oh.
Yeah, $1.5 million a year. I don't know. I guess they were so married to having a racist name, a person who's a racist carry the name for Cobo Hall, that they didn't want the money.
Who is I don't even know who Cobo is. Who is
it? Albert Cobo?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's right.
Who is he?
He's a horrible segregationalist and...
Oh. So how did he get named? What did he buy the naming rights?
Yeah, he was a politician from 1950 to 57.
Yeah,
50 to 57, that's it?
No, I know. He wasn't even a big deal.
Get out of here.
I don't know why.
The only reason he got the hall named after him is because it's kind of a cool name, isn't
Cobo
it?
Hall,
Cobo.
Yeah.
I know. I think I'm gonna miss. I think that. I'm gonna call it Cobo Hall for a long time.
Of course, everybody
feel it already.
Mayor.
He was mayor. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
For how long?
7 years.
Oh, that's horse shit. It's just because he's got a cool name, Al Cobo.
But the one thing, and I was telling Mark this earlier, it's not that I'm saying Cobo was a great dude or anything like that, but I hate that. We have to erase history because of the standards of today. We have to get rid of statues of people. We have to eliminate and totally pretend like the Confederate flag doesn't exist.
Oh, we have that to... Confederate flag out there, eh, Brandon?
And I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that today's standards, you have to get rid of things in the past. John Wayne, we just saw him get obliterated online yesterday because of a 40-year-old interview. The guy was born in 1905 or some shit like that. Yeah, he's going to be different.
It's true, but...
Almost 50 years old.
Not everybody born in that era was as... Like racist as John Wayne was. I never knew that about him before either.
Not, I'm just it's not called friendly. Hitler Hall. It's called Cobo Hall. I don't know.
To be Hitler Hall, jeez.
Hitler Hall. What if Hitler sponsored?
John Wayne said some stupid things in that interview, and I'm sure, is that the worst thing he ever said? I don't even know.
I have no idea, but I knew I didn't. I mean, cowboy movies for being a girl.
Oh, he didn't like Midnight Cowboy because it has gay bags in it, that he said.
But my point is...
killing fag sex.
He didn't let some guy blow him someday.
But in 50 years...
he was never on the casting couch,
in 50
Wayne.
Years, who knows what the hell the standard's going to be? And so we might be wiping out some of our, the people of today because that shit's not acceptable in 2060.
Well, good. They're dead. Who cares?
Does
it really affect people that John Wayne did a dumb interview in 1971? No. Is it really something
Except
we should all
John
be talking
Wayne
about?
John Wayne Airport, I think, is part of... I thought that was part of what the problem was about.
Oh, no.
We have
to rename an airport now? By the way, can we rename the McNamara terminal at the airport?
Yeah,
I mean, he's a bastard, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He died, and basically all his
like
sins
either.
Disappeared.
Can we name it Cobo Terminal? That's a much cooler name.
Why do we name airports after politics? Really, a politic?
Because they got the money to get it done.
I know. So it's so stupid. It is.
Sell the naming rights to it. Everything should just be sponsored by a corporation.
Yeah.
Everything already is anyway.
So following Brandon's line here, the Smokey and the Bandit replica jump is not going to happen at Autorama because the car... Okay, this is what somebody on city council said. The car still proudly flies a Confederate flag. Well, it doesn't.
It's on its
It doesn't license. Have a license plate. It had a license plate in Smokey and the Bandit that had the Georgia State flag on it, which has the emblem of the Confederacy, which it did at the time. That's the Duke of Hazzard car.
General Lee, yeah.
So, yeah, they just had the General Lee there, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, why are they taking on the Smokey and the Bandit car?
That's how stupid this is. Because
we got to completely remove this movie from the history of the archives of film.
Apparently,
because, I'm telling you, we have to because it does not meet today's standards.
Well, that movie wasn't about racism anyway, right?
I don't, honestly.
It was about the cops versus the.
It was good old boys.
The Duke boys.
Yeah, the good old boys against the cops. Sally Field's in that movie.
For God's sake.
Whoa, must be Burt Reynolds or something.
Anyway, the flag does not still proudly fly on the car. It was on the license plate, and it doesn't have a license plate. They showed a picture of the jump. The Northeast Ohio Dukes apparently bring this car around, and they said there's no such flag on the car.
So didn't they say that Autorama was racist, though? Why is Autorama racist?
You got like
racist?
3 feet of air that time.
Because they wanted to have the Smokey and the Bandit car do a jump. I don't know.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Everyone loved the General Lee jump last year. It was cool.
It was a fun jump.
A little anticlimactic, but it was pretty cool.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
This is, again, let's see, how long? A year and a half, 2 years after the Kid Rock flip of the middle finger to Black Detroit, having Kid Rock open Little Caesars Arena, the guy that gives millions of dollars to the city of Detroit and actually changes charitable choices because of it.
Whoa!
That was a cool jump. Oh, okay, that was...
Whoa. One more time.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
Didn't this car have...
Wow.
Sweet.
I'd love to see the Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, man.
Did that car ever have a Confederate flag on it?
Yeah, on the roof.
So why is that car... Why was that allowed to jump?
Different times,
there's controversy.
Man.
Remember, there was controversy.
That was the 2018s.
Why isn't the Confederate flag on it? They took it off?
No, it's on the roof.
Oh, it is on the roof right now in this thing?
Yeah. You see it right there?
Oh, boy.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
You know my favorite part of this video is? Watch it again. Watch the guys that come running after the car when it lands. Did you see that?
No.
All right, watch.
On the left or the right?
On the left.
Oh!
The guy lands pretty successfully.
That was not the best
landing.
Here
come the three guys.
Oh, wait.
Go!
Whoa!
He almost ran into the...
See all the safety guys?
Yeah.
It's kind of a sparse crowd, isn't it?
It's pretty sparsely attended.
Well, that's because the flag's on it.
Well, there's people inside at the windows?
Yeah, people inside. There's people on the boat. There's people on the side.
Why isn't the people mover there? You could have been on the people mover watching.
Yeah. It almost ran into the people mover's pillar.
The people mover was protesting.
That would have been awesome if it ran into it.
It was mad, but the boat was cool with it.
It's ridiculous. Has anyone seen Children of the Snow?
Parts of it, and I thought it was great.
It's really well done. I mean, it's the most horrible, horrible story. The Oakland child killers, and nobody's been held responsible for this. And the hardest part is seeing the families, you know, some of whom are not with us. But, you know, a lot of the parents are still alive, and so they're on there holding pictures of their kids. And what a story, though. I mean, to find out, I don't know, I've always heard about pedophile rings. That's a pedophile rings? Yeah. People hang out each other? I mean, with the internet, you know, of course, everyone's connected. You go, pedophilia is not that big a deal ever. There's tons of pedophiles. I can find them all on the internet.
Yeah, Pizzagate.
But this was 1976, 77.
That's when you really had to work hard to be a pedophile.
Yeah, and this fucking guy buys North Fox Island and turns it into a pedophile island with these camps for runaway and underprivileged kids. They get federal and state funding, and then they molest the fuck out of them.
Ugh. Michael Jackson North.
Yeah. Northeast, Midwest. Michael Jackson Midwest. Yeah, Neverland Midwest.
Yeah. It's like, can I tour?
So they find these two guys, and this is the weird, there were a lot of weird things you hear in this story. For example, that team killers are responsible for 15% of serial killer deaths. In other words, people working in a team. Not a serial killer, but two or three or four or five.
Jeez.
And they really believed that Christopher Bush, who was from Bloomfield Village, his father was a GM executive.
Bush! Bush.
This is the guy they think that did it, right?
He's one of them. They think he and Gregory Green, who worked together, apparently, that they did it. And Christopher Bush, the way the story is told is that he killed himself in his bed, and the pictures in the room have a drawing that is on the wall of a child who looks exactly like one of the kids that was killed, screaming like his mouth's open going, ah! Oh. I mean, it's the freakiest fucking thing. You saw it, Brandon.
That's what he laid in his bed and looked at when he was
beaten off.
And the child's brother, he tends to feel that this is his brother.
In the drawing.
In the drawing. And he even said, it looks like my brother being sodomized, which is kind of a shitty thing to think about.
Cool.
What is that picture doing on his wall right when he shoots himself? Yeah. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? His cohort was Gregory Green, who died in prison. These are, you know, all these people I'm going to talk about are convicted pedophiles virtually. He died in prison in 1995, and he told his cellmate, who was also his lover, that he got away with killing four kids.
Oh, man.
Deathbed confession.
Or is he just showing off for his lover?
Or is his lover just showing off? I mean, you know, you hear these confessions all the time.
Who looks a lot like David Koresh, by the way.
Yeah, he does. I agree. I didn't see that either. This is my separated birth, Brandon.
Thank you.
Which one is this? The
Gregory
cellmate,
the one guy killed himself. They believe, but they don't believe he killed himself. They believe he was killed. They believe
four shells.
I don't know how many shells there were, but the gun, the position of the gun was weird. The plate, he was shot in the top of the head, I think.
Yeah,
it was all very strange.
Now there's the whole thing. Didn't his therapist admit? Have you ever heard that story? I don't know if they
that was not in Children of the Snow.
I guess a guy, there was some convention out in Vegas, in a CSI convention, and one guy who was from here was giving a speech, and then he got interested in CSI because he knew one of the victims, one of the four kids from the Oakland County child killer, and he ran into a guy there, and the guy said, yeah, you know, I had a client once, and he confessed to it, and then he realized, oh, I'm not supposed to say that, but he's dead now. And then he later admitted it was the guy that shot himself in the head.
Well, they don't think he shot himself in the head. They think he was killed.
Or he was killed, whatever, but he was dead. So I thought most people thought that that's who the killer was.
The record says he did kill himself. Now, they also, this guy passed a lie detector. He was an early suspect. Both of them were early suspects. Yeah. They passed lie detectors.
Lie detectors don't mean shit, though.
But then they took the lie detector results, I mean, like 3 decades later, and this examiner says these were improperly read. There was absolutely deception.
Really?
In this. Yeah. See, they were dismissed early. Early on, they were good suspects early on. And then when they passed the lie detector, they said, ah, okay.
What?
See ya. And then they went back to it. It's kind of like the blue gremlin, which was a
the
red
great
herring.
Sleuth.
There was no, they don't think that was a blue gremlin. They think somebody saw a blue gremlin nearby. It wasn't right. The blue gremlin.
Right.
They believe it was a, I'm trying to remember the kind of car, but they determined the car from where one of the bodies was left in the snow. The car did a 3-point turn, and it hit the snowbank, and it backed into the snowbank. And they could tell from the bumper and the exhaust pipe what kind of car it was. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Pretty good work.
And tire tracks.
And
right.
I think it belonged to the guy Arch Sloan, who had hair in his car that matched the first and fourth victims. This is a third guy.
He also lent his car out to his pedophile friends.
Yes.
That guy.
He was asked to take a lie detector. He's in prison for being a pedophile. By the way, why do they ever fucking let pedophiles out? Honest to God. Really? Does anybody want pedophiles to get another chance to see how long they can go without molesting a child?
No.
Just to see how long they can go?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
No, we don't want to do it.
Let's see how long you can go. I'm on the parole board. We're going to let you go. Let's see how long you can go without molesting a child. Let's just see.
Can you last
a year?
That's not something you can rehabilitate.
No.
I think you're miswired.
You're so fucking screwed up. Anyway, the two matches were found in this guy's car. And then he had a partner, too, who hosted pedophile parties in the Cass Corridor. What are these pedophile parties? Oh, my God. How fucked up is this world?
You know who needs to get on this case, Brandon, is Detectives Hayes and West. From True Detective. Did you watch True Detective?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's all about a pedophile ring.
Yeah.
Busting a pedophile ring. And
the very first season was about the pedophile ring. The second season kind of skewed off, but this season it kind of came back and it kind of linked that first season together.
Really?
So it's a really good season.
And there's cover-ups involved by people in power positions.
A lot of red herrings.
Yeah, that's what you find out as they talk about pedophiles, is that they're in every walk of life. They're not just scumbags like these losers. These people were losers. This guy...
Just like being a priest doesn't make you a pedophile. You're just drawn to that because you can get away with it.
Yeah. Well, now they're... Do you see the thing they're doing on... I don't really want to get into this, but about nuns that sexually abused people? That's a whole new category now.
Oh, my God.
And they're finding that, oh, boy, this is a whole new area, and there's lots of it, and there's lots of churches protecting them.
Southern Baptists, too.
I thought they were Catholic.
Well, no, but Catholic nuns and, in addition to that, Southern Baptists have a huge sex scandal going too.
Oh, the Southern Baptists do?
Yeah.
With nuns? With what?
Not with nuns. With the church elders and stuff. They had, kids that were kept in camps when their parents went on missionary. I just a slew of shit that.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So it's just everywhere. You're right. It permeates every level.
Would you like to go to Neverland Ranch, a Catholic church, or Penn State University? We're having fun here, aren't we?
This Frank Sheldon, is from this wealthy Grosse Pointe family. He's got all this money, buys this island. He gets busted. He flies to the Netherlands. He never serves a day. And this Christopher Bush, the guy that either committed suicide or was shot in the top of the head, sounds to me like he was shot. He was from this wealthy family, this GM executive. He was educated in private Swiss schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Terribly.
What was Gregory Green doing? What did they send him to prison for?
Pedophilia.
So they caught him on something else.
Yeah. And then he fell in love with his cellmate. A lovely story.
Right.
Got to boo-foo his cellmate all the time.
Right. How romantic.
So, anyway.
Like Ronnie the Cable Guy. Or
Brand thinks he looks like, who do you think he looked
Gregory
like?
Gregory Green looks like David Koresh.
Oh, David Koresh. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
I'm not sure who Christopher Bush looks like, but I don't know.
Who owns Pedo Island now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think
there's an airstrip on there. I'm looking at it. It's pretty sweet.
But what's weird? And I didn't realize this. The the four kids, two of them were girls and two of them were boys.
Yeah.
So there was this, you know, of course, why'd they take the girls? They liked, you know, they liked having doing this with boys. And because this was a pedophile ring, in their opinion, some combination of people, they believed that they really didn't care if it was a boy or a girl. It was about controlling and torturing and harming someone of a certain shape and size. Yeah.
Well,
not an adult, just a child. Just
wasn't there always the aspect, too, of caring for them? Because didn't they say that the four victims were really well taken care of outside of that? Like, they fed them and cleaned them and clothed. I thought that was part of it.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, no, it's totally fucked up.
They were talking about two of these guys, and I can't remember which two it was, but they were saying that they had secretly planned one would have a night job and one would have a day job so they could be with the, you know, the kid.
God damn it.
Take the kid during the day, I'll take care of him during the night. I'll watch him during the night. I mean,
great.
It's like, what the fuck? Oh, my God, this is just so disturbing. But the bottom line is, and there were a lot of conspiracy theories in this, too. A lot of people feel there's some law enforcement person involved and that they wanted to cover for this person. I don't know. I found that really hard to
watch True Detective.
Really going to? Yeah. I guess it's possible. I think they're on the
everything's
track.
Everything's based on movies.
True. No, it is.
By the way, real estate mogul David V. Johnson now owns that island. He bought it for $1.3 million in 94.
Nice wanting a creepy island.
There's nothing on it. I asked Brandon that yesterday. I go, could you live in a house where, like, a horrific murder happened? And I think I could. But I don't think Brandon could.
I want somebody else to live there first. I'll be the second one in.
What if it's cleaned up?
It's kind of like following a great radio show.
Yeah.
What if you get a great deal on it?
Like following Ernie Harwell. If you get, well, if they're going to give you a big discount because of the murder.
See?
Maybe.
Yeah, you could do it.
I don't really want to, but...
Well, no one wants to. I'm just saying. What if it was your dream home and it just...
Where did anybody live on that island? You're
I know.
Looking at the
it's
Google...
It's all trees.
Map of it, and
well,
there's nothing but trees.
They must have torn down the camp that was there.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah, fun stuff.
How many episodes is that?
Two episodes, 2 hours long on Investigation Discovery. And... I think they're replaying it. Last night they played the first one and the second one back to back. They are not afraid to repeat things on that channel. I have to believe you will have a good chance to see that if you so desire. 2020 Friday night is on the Kalamazoo Uber driver who shot six people.
Wow.
I don't know much about him.
He just got sentenced.
Yeah.
In the last month.
But
he's a total dick in court.
I don't know what Uber is.
They were, the only thing I read about him was that he loved guns and he loved shooting guns for hours on end. He lived in kind of a rural area, but there were some neighbors who were a little weary of all the gun shooting going on.
Yeah. That's kind of a hard thing to do because do you call the cops on your neighbor who's shooting a gun all the time?
No, it is a hard thing.
No, he's got a gun.
Well, you know, and these people that will tell you after something horrible happens that, oh, yeah, he got tons of guns and tons of ammo. And he's got...
Is he the first person to be possessed by an app to maintain that the app was satanic and was telling him what to do?
Is that what the Uber driver said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
The app?
The Uber app caused him to do it, made him do it. He also, serious issues, Shell thought.
Is he going to sue Uber?
Has a nice head of hair.
He does have a nice head of hair. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Now if he just washed it.
He's also a bit heavy.
What's up, Silver Fox?
Yes.
There's breaking Smollett news.
Breaking really? More?
It's not that I don't think it's anything we didn't know, but now there's video. Brad Edwards' station busted this one.
Wow.
There's video of the guys buying the masks, the two brothers.
Really?
Yeah, buying.
Can we see it?
Those guys are the biggest dipshits, aren't they? They got nice bodies. But
you know what? Go Charlie DeMar.
Just following directions. They were under orders from Smollett.
Do everything right out in plain sight, though?
There's nothing illegal about buying masks.
Hey, if the check clears.
Jesse asked him to. He paid for them. Jesse paid for everything. I think that those two guys didn't do anything wrong. And they have great bodies.
They do, man.
Great bodies.
Those guys are ripped.
Super nice abs.
They seem like nice guys. They're not anti-gay. They're not anti-black. They're not even anti-Trump.
And they're willing to do stuff.
Anti-Trump.
They work out a lot. They've tried to start businesses. They went to college. They racked up these huge college loans. I mean, these poor guys are just trying to get out from under all this mess.
They are.
Might have a record, but...
One of them may have been involved in an attempted murder, but they never proved anything. It wasn't convicted.
Bad really, housekeepers, too.
Seriously, Michelle, do we really need to blur out the lady that's checking him out, her head?
No, isn't that a store?
Huh?
Is this a, what kind of store is it?
Drug store?
It's a, you know... It's interesting because remember when they used to blur people out all the time? That's what I was trying. The point I was trying to make with Nicholas Sandman. You'd think that they would have blurred his face, but I guess the smirk was the whole story.
I got to tell you, I really want to commend this store for having high quality surveillance video.
Yeah, it's very good.
In HD. It looks wonderful.
Color.
Are those all magazines behind there?
Where?
The
That's
rack
all
with
makeup.
NY. Oh, it is.
This is makeup. I thought it was porn at first.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I was going to say, God, people buying that many magazines?
Look what they're buying right now.
Look how busted ski mask, the red hat,
gloves. I mean, doesn't this look?
Oh, is that a red? Is that a suspicious. Make America Great hat?
I think it's just a red hat.
Red hat. Yeah.
Oh.
Did they do the stitching, the embroidery on it? Then turn it into a MAGA hat.
It could have been her.
One of
it
their
could
skills.
Have been that lady checking them out. This is MAGA country.
Wow.
What? You know, how weird that those guys would actually
zoom in.
Be asked to yell, "This is MAGA country."
They were actors, though. They just learned their line.
Oh, is he wearing, why is his head purple? Is that a,
it's
is he
a
wearing,
hat.
Yeah, okay.
His cell phone like lock key is 9491.
I just noticed that, too. On his iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Really?
What is it again?
9491.
9491. Wonder what that is.
What is it again? 9941?
9491.
His birthday is September 4th, 91.
Oh!
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Wow.
Trudy.
Let's find
He's
out.
He's 27. He's 27, Trudy.
Oh.
And his birthday's in September, so therefore he's still 27. Even though it's 2019, he'll be 28.
Busted!
The great sleuth.
That was, Trudy, that was serious sleuthing.
That was well done, yeah.
I just looked at him, and he does not look inventive enough to come up with a proper password.
I mean, I don't know what this video... This video doesn't mean anything. They already admitted to buying it.
Yeah, but it's...
They do.
It's not like they can say that you don't have proof they bought it.
So Smollett's story is that he wasn't working with these guys. They just decided to beat
they
the
decided
shit out of him
to
and scream, "Make America Great Again."
Yes.
They've subpoenaed his bank records, Smollett's.
Oh, and his phone records, too.
He did not pay for it outright, did he? Do you think he wrote him a check?
Probably.
To what are their brothers' names?
Ola and Abel.
Ola and Abel.
He probably put in the memo like, for attack, for MAGA attack.
Smollett doesn't seem very cautious. I just have a feeling when they start getting to records, they're going to find all kinds of stuff. I was stunned that he doubled down and they said, "Anybody who questions this is a liar." After they talked to these two guys, first of all, using the word liar was not a great idea by the attorneys.
No.
Second of all, if he fights this thing, okay, maybe if you, like, convince a jury that the cops are racist and that they had it in for him, which they never do for a celebrity, by the way. We know that. Nobody had it in for O.J. Simpson. Everyone loved O.J. Simpson.
Have you seen the picture where they put Smollett's head on the juice driving the Bronco?
Yes.
Or Al Cowling's driving it.
But if he's able to somehow... If they charge him and he wins, will anyone really think that he didn't do this?
No.
I mean, if they're able to trash the police, trash these two guys. These two guys can be trashed, by the way. There's a lot in their background that's dubious. Oh, he has the filing false police report, though, now that that's out there.
What did Chicago police do that would be actionable?
Not much.
Smollett's.
They tried to solve the crime.
They seemed methodical. They didn't jump to conclusions.
No, they were pretty solid, it seems. But the Chicago police have some blemishes on their record, so it would be easy to attack the Chicago police. If I just thought it would be better for him, I don't know, tell me if you think I'm crazy, wouldn't it be better for him to just like stop this in his tracks and say, "I fucked up,
I did it.
I'm going to rehab," than continue this thing for months in court, fighting it, hiring a dream team, spending all your money.
Yeah. Until people get
hoping,
tired of it.
Yeah, and people are just going to hate him more. Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think he's cooked either way.
So his attorney is, right?
Who's his attorney?
Mark Garagos. Yeah, Garagos. Garagos is good. Garagos. Look at all the people he's represented. He's gotten them off.
He's lost
a few. Scott Peterson.
Yeah, he's lost a few.
But Jackson, he got Jackson off twice.
No, Garagos, that was the hair guy.
Mesereau?
Yeah, Mesereau got him off in the trial.
Garagos,
yeah.
Garagos didn't rep Jackson? What about Winona Ryder? Didn't he get her off?
It's Winona Ryder. That was a shoplifting.
I thought Mesereau was the one that always failed.
No, Mesereau's guaranteed victory. If you can afford Mesereau, you can kill anyone you want.
Well, unless you're Cosby.
That's true. Yeah, that was weird. Wait, let me check.
I wouldn't hire him just for his hair. Ugh. Wants to look at that white mane all day.
Looks like he brushed it with a balloon.
I'd hire Jerry Spence because of his cool jacket.
Oh, Jerry Spence is amazing.
Well, his jackets are amazing.
Is Jerry Spence even still a defense attorney?
I don't know. Is he even alive?
Yeah.
When's the last time anybody heard or saw Jerry Spence? Yeah, where are you at, Spence? What are you looking up?
Garagos.
Garagos defended Chris Brown.
Well, he got off.
Defended Chris Brown in what? The
Rihanna?
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't win that one.
He repped Jackson.
He got him.
In the trial?
I don't know which trial. Let's see.
There's only one trial, wasn't there?
Chris Brown entered a guilty plea, probably because Garagos said, you can't, there's no
I'm
way.
I'm not good enough to get you off.
But in order, and he probably made a deal, because Chris Brown didn't,
He was replaced by Mesereau because Garagos had to go rep Scott Peterson.
He's currently representing Colin Kaepernick.
He did Roger Clinton and Gary Condit.
Represented
See,
Kesha.
Condit, you know.
And Andy Dick!
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Should we call Andy?
Yes.
I think we should call him.
Yes.
We're due to call Andy.
I don't think,
We're an hour and 6 minutes into the show. Hoo-wah.
How can Andy
I think it's a good time to call
Andy Garagos.
Andy can tell us all about Mark Garagos, the attorney for Jussie Smollett. And other
who knows? Maybe Andy has even met Jussie Smollett. You never know.
Hall Financial Hotline is open. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Show webpage. Fill out the online form. They'll be crunching numbers. If you want to take money out of your house, you want to refi or finance your dream home, your first home, or you want to shorten the length of your loan, Hall Financial can do it all in less time.
You may have licked Andy. Jussie Smollett.
Probably busy, guys.
No, we're due to call him. He might start thinking we've forgotten about him.
Plus, he's got that tour where he's sleeping in his car.
Andy?
Maybe we should call Charlie Sheen, too.
Definitely.
Andy.
There was some Sheen news. I can't remember what it was.
Sheen has a show with Denise Richards.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, is he on the Housewives show?
No, they're doing a show them with each other.
Really?
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, that'll be great.
Andy?
Yeah.
Andy! Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
We're doing great. We were just talking about you because we were talking about the Jussie Smollett case. And
what's that? Oh, you know what? I don't know. I think you're talking about the guy that is suing the newspaper. Who's he suing?
Empire.
$250 million.
Oh, you're thinking of Nick Sandman.
Nick Sandman. No, Jussie Smollett's a guy in Empire who said he was assaulted by a guy saying, "This is MAGA country." And the Chicago police have pretty well determined that they think it's a hoax, that he made it up. But he's on Empire.
Empire, the
TV show.
So he did what?
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I'm explaining this to you because it happened like 3 weeks ago. It's a huge story.
I don't have time to watch the news right now because I'm
lucky.
I'm moving three different people, and I'm one of them.
Wow, Andy,
and
your life.
One with the truck.
Your life is so fluid. It's amazing. There's always something
chaotic. Something. Tell me what he did. You're my news.
Okay,
every
cool.
time you call me, I get filled in.
This is great. I'm so glad to be your news source. He's on Empire. He's a pretty big star on the show. And he said that he was going to get a sub sandwich at 2 o'clock in the morning on a sub-zero night in Chicago. And he was attacked by two guys who put a noose around his neck, yelled, "This is MAGA country." And they called him a faggot and they called him the N-word. And Chicago police started investigating. They went through all the surveillance tape. They couldn't find it. People were starting to say, "This sounds a little weird." And then two guys came forward who were friends of his. One was an extra on the Empire show and said, "He put us up to it. He paid us $3,500 a piece." and it's a big hoax.
What?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Now, what does he think he's going to get out of that? Like,
yeah,
sue
good
the
question.
City? Or
music. Yeah. We think, I don't know, I'm speculating, but he had a music career. In fact, he did a concert since this happened. It wasn't a big show, but I guess he's really into his music career, and he thought that he had a letter sent
publicity.
To the show. Yeah, publicity, yeah. Attention. His name.
So like that one guy with all, he has like a bunch of weird teeth, gold teeth, and a lot of tattoos and colored dreads, and he said he got attacked and got all his gold stolen right before his album came out the next day.
Was that Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Yeah, I think it's him. Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
And his album came out the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people do things like that. I have one like that I'm planning.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Can we help? Can we be part of it?
Yes. I need another partner because they actually called me because I'm already like, I got my feet in it already. I'm up to probably my ankles with the application. Mm. And get this, you're going to love it. I think it's hysterical. I applied, and they called me today to ask some more questions to open a, and you're going to get the irony right away, a Chick-fil-A franchise out in Palm Springs.
Chick-fil-A.
Awesome.
I love it.
You get it, right?
Really?
They hate bags. I'm allowed to say that, by the way, because I've chomped a few snickerdoodles or toodles. So I'm allowed to say it. But so, yeah, and they hate that. They're very Christian. I wish I had a different name, like an alias, because they're going to just see my name and say, there's no way we're going to hire that bag. You know? And I want to get it not in Palm Springs, but right outside, like Desert Hot Springs or Cathedral City or Palm Desert. So the gays that are ashamed to go into a Chick-fil-A because they know that Chick-fil-A hates gays, they can flip out, go to the next city over, get their Chick-fil-A on, and then run back home. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a wild idea. Do you think, is there any way that you'll get the franchise?
No, I don't think so. That's why I said I need a partner. But I already signed up. But look, I'll pay for it. I'm doing so good on Cameo. Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
Wow, Andy, what kind?
I'm like number two, dude. I'm number two.
What?
It's Perez Hilton, then me. They love it because I do characters. I go above and beyond. Oh, I'm going up into Panka Canyon. I was just on PCH at the chicken store looking at chickens. I was going to maybe get a pet chicken. I've had them before. I love them.
A pet chicken.
Andy,
I love
what kind of cash are you making on Cameo? I mean, I'm not trying to get
too
specific.
Don't worry about me.
Really?
Enough to open a Chick-fil-A franchise.
Now, who do we see on Cameo?
Oh, you know what?
What?
That's weird. I'm opening up a Chick-fil-A, but I was just looking at getting a pet chicken.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The irony.
Well, excuse me. Am I allowed to swear? I forgot.
Yes.
This is internet. Okay, I'm honestly going up into Topanga Canyon, and I know it's going to cut out. But if it does, just call me tomorrow or whatever.
Okay. You know,
tell me more. What
okay,
we got to ask the question
calling,
that we call in.
We were calling because Mark Garagos is representing Jesse Smollett, the guy that made the fake story up in Chicago, and it said that Mark Garagos had represented you for something.
Yeah,
so we were wondering,
did you?
Do you like him?
He represented me. I liked him. He's fun. I was doing a show in West Virginia.
Topanga.
He was really great, and it was because I kissed a guy right on the middle of the dance floor. It was like we kissed, and then he got.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
Oh no!
Suspense.
We're just getting to the good part. Said, you kissed, and then?
And then his girlfriend called her brother, who was, like, high up in the police department. The police raided this club in West Virginia, took me in, and I'm like, What's going on? And it was because I kissed this guy.
Did he kiss you back?
Court,
did he kiss you back?
Yeah, we were making out on the dance floor in front of everybody. I didn't know he had a girlfriend. The girlfriend that got all mad. The guy was like, it was a hillbilly, and I'm not kidding because we're in court, and I couldn't quite remember what he looked like, but I only like go for really good-looking girls and guys, And I literally leaned into Mark and I said, look, if the guy's a little off, don't blame me because, you know, it was dark and I was probably
you're concerned about what this guy looked like and whether he was worthy of your team photo.
He walked in the room. He was gorgeous. I'm like, oh, thank God. And so he gets up there and you know, the charges were that I like forced my lips on his face. Like it was like a false. It was totally corroborated or what's it called?
Consensual.
What's it called? Yeah, consensual. And he gets sad. He was up on this. They were trying to get money, by the way. So he was up on the stand and Mark said, can you read who wrote this, your statement? And he's like, because he said, it looks like girls writing. It was like real swirly and like that. And he's like, yeah, my girlfriend took my statement and wrote it for me. And he's like, okay, well, what does this sentence mean, by the way? What is, like, I don't understand even what this means. Did you read that to the court? And I swear to God, 1 or 2 minutes went by. He was just looking, staring at it. Oh. And he finally looked up and he said, I can't read.
Oh, was it like De Niro in that movie with Jane Fonda?
I don't know that one, but it was so sad. I literally leaned into Mark and I said, just pay the fucking hillbilly and let's go. I felt so bad.
Oh, man.
It was just a dumb hillbilly.
You made out with him.
He wanted to kiss me.
You made out with an illiterate dude.
He wanted
dude.
To kiss me. Yeah. What did you say?
You should have adopted him. Made a Pygmalion story out of it.
Did you try for a retap after the court day?
No, but I was just listening to the whole R. Kelly thing on public radio about that documentary and how girls, you know, all that crap about being peed on and they're being abused. They're almost like slaves, and they get taken out by their parents, but they run back. Mm. They go back to him.
I know, it's crazy. How does he do that? How does he talk the women into acting like that? I want to know because I can't control even half a woman.
I know. Well, he gets them when they're like young, like 14, and he has a phrase where he's like, "Good, that's perfect. I can train you."
Yeah.
But the guy from Nexium, the Nexium cult, he gets them when they're older and he controls them like that. How does he do it?
I don't know. It's creepy and weird.
Takes advantage of low self-esteem.
That's true.
Yeah. Right. The girls.
Andy
had very low self.
Andy, you said you had 10 girlfriends at one point.
Something like it would be like 5 girls, 5 guys, and they all knew about each other.
So if you were, was being honest about it the key? Because they knew there was competition, so they worked extra hard.
Or not? They'd be like, I don't. They'd be like, that's perfect for me because I don't really want a relationship, and I'm like. And then there, it would always be where I really liked one of them, but they just didn't like me back as much. But they would see me still sometimes, you know. It's never really worked out for me, except my baby mama. That was a good 5 year, like really in love. Always wanted to be with her. Oh. And then the girl. There's three girls I was really in love with, and about 2 or 3 boys that I was really in love with, but ultimately I'm single. I just drive around. You don't even know.
You're totally single now? Totally single?
No. There's a girl. No. I had a... Oh, God, I can't even tell you.
Okay, wait. I want to know what happened. What happened to the girl that you took to the premiere of the movie and you didn't tell her that the guy was in the movie and she walked out?
Oh, yeah. You liked her.
You said you put a guy in the movie you were involved with, or maybe it was your assistant or something, and she didn't
that. She moved to New York.
No.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And we went out.
Uh-oh, you're getting into Topanga, I think. She moved to New York was the last thing we heard. Oh.
Call me later.
Okay, Andy.
That's fine. Thanks.
Bye. Hi.
Gotta hear the end. Bye.
Bye. Bye. He's great.
Oh, man. So, okay, he gives Garagos high marks.
Yeah.
I like Dick's Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I know.
That's a
That would be...
According to his Twitter, he just recorded voiceovers for a video game. And the other people that recorded with him were Bruce Dern, who went to your high school.
Yes.
And Sebastian Bach.
Really?
Yeah.
Sabo. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he's getting work.
Here's his most recent cameo.
And he's killing it on Cameo. I knew these guys.
I was dying to ask him if he had seen Brian Austin Green's half-assed cameos.
Oh.
And compare them to his, because they're not even close.
They are so hilarious. We need to see if there are any new Brian Austin Greens.
Here's one Andy put
up. He's the most conflicted cameo maker in the world.
It's for Beavis.
Hey, Beef.
Beavis! It's Andy Dick. Butthead wants me to let you know that he loves you so much. He loves you so very much. And don't forget to wear clean drawers. No skid marks. Park the car and get rid of the skid marks in Boston. Okay? We're gonna have some tea in the Russian tea room. I'm coming. Me, Beavis, and Butthead. So, don't bring Cornholio. That fucking bitch ass needs. He can't. He'll break all the fine china, and he'll make a mockery of us. We need to be sophisticates. And Cornholio is not a sophisticate.
He's driving.
He's the exact. He's a, like a goddamn Tasmanian devil. And it's a full moon tonight. Wow. Maybe we shouldn't do the Russian tea room. Maybe we'll go watch some female mud wrestling. That's more full moon outing style. But I'm going to reiterate, do not bring Cornholio. Sophisticates.
It's got to be a riot to hang out with.
He's right up in the camera.
A lot of energy.
That. Before I go to Brian Austin Green, I just want to show you three new ones.
Oh!
Three new people.
Oh, yeah. One's great, too.
Here's one. How about this guy?
Hey, guys. My name is Billy Blanks. Live here on my cameo feed.
Remember him?
Tybo creator.
Who's he?
Guys,
Tybo.
Something. Doesn't matter if it's a fitness tip or whatever it is.
Jeez.
Just subscribe to Cameo, and I guarantee you, I get right back to you. I'll see you later.
When's the last time you heard of the Tybo guy?
Wow.
Must be hard presser cash.
In a while.
$100 for Tybo.
What?
Bullshit.
Oh, get out of here, Blanks.
Here's another guy you haven't heard for a while.
Hey, what's up? This is Sinbad. Y'all know comedian,
Sinbad.
Bus driver, hang glider. Hey, if you want to do something, book me to say happy birthday to somebody online or happy new year or whatever, go to cameo.com and book me. I'm here, ready to get some shout outs.
How much? 75.
Really?
I'll say 100.
Trudy? 50.
It is $75.
Oh, I want to say 75, but I didn't want to copy
you
again.
You just have an instinct for that.
Well, I usually guess 50, but I figured he thought he was a little more full.
When Sinbad came here last year, his people were like, oh, we couldn't be on your show. And I'm like,
what?
Now he's reduced to doing cameo.
So, where was he playing?
I think one of the casinos.
We might have to buy the next one.
GM.
Do you have the other one, Brandon?
Yes, here's the headliner for today. We will get to Brian Austin Green, but today's headliner.
What?
Hi, guys. This is the Rocket Roger Clemens. Just wanted to say I'm up and running on Cameo.
What?
I'm in the bathroom.
Fun ahead. Look forward to saying
Roger Clemens!
Really cool shout-outs to you, your friends, family, and business organizations.
Oh, I can't
also,
wait to
don't
see
forget to check out my website at www.
Oh, shut up!
Your website.
Get out of here. You just fucking plug Cameo.
There's some really cool signed items, including celebrity batting practice.
Oh, go suck it. You don't have enough money.
Speaking engagements.
Oh, what a
We're
going to
have a lot of fun.
What? Absolutely. What a fucking whore.
Hey, Longhorn fans, this is the Rocket Roger Clemens.
Shut up.
Texas is the official partner of the Big 12. You can reserve tickets to the Big 12 Championship, New Year's Bowl
action, University of Texas
or
bought a cameo.
Wow.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Hook 'em horns. Ugh. How much for the
a commercial?
Rocket?
I'm going to say $500.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Trudy?
$150.
Trudy lowballs it, but it is $500.
What is he doing?
Rocket.
7 Cy Young Awards, man.
Why does he need to do Cameo?
350 wins.
Roger Clemens is in George's box, and Roger Clemens is coming back. Oh, my goodness gracious. Of all the dramatic things... Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen, Roger Clemens standing right in George Steinbrenner's box announcing he is back. Roger Clemens is a New York Yankee.
Roger Clemens. Oh, Brian Austin Green, heads up.
Look at this. Hey.
Most conflicted cameo ever. Oops.
Yeah, that seems about right for Brian Austin.
That's pretty
Green.
Good for him.
He did it wrong.
He's not conflicted, at least.
This is a video for Allison.
It's the Allison wind is fucking Indiana. Too loud, asshole.
This is from your husband. I hear that you're a big 90210 fan. Thank you very much.
He's
a fan
already
of me
out.
In general. Thank you very much. It's a little overwhelming to hear, but I appreciate
yeah, right.
it. You're a teacher. That's awesome. It's amazing. Congrats. Congrats on that.
Oh, he's so bored.
Thank you for that.
Oh, my God. This is dreadful.
Happy Valentine's Day from your husband.
God.
And from me. And sorry for the last message that didn't go so well.
Oh, this is a retake?
This one is worse.
Yeah, because Jeez. He did this one.
Why is this so funny?
All right, this is a video for Allison.
Again?
What?
She takes a little of the sting out of it when he says this is a video for Allison.
Retake Brian. It's the third
I
time he's done it for us.
One video one, that apparently accidentally I didn't plan to. I'm sorry. Allison, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for being a fan of mine, for being a fan of the show. Happy Valentine's Day.
God.
I hope all is great.
It's terrible.
Again, I'm so sorry for the last video.
Forgot that she's a teacher, Brian.
My mistake.
He had to do it three sorry. Times because he did this one. And then he recorded the one for Allison, but he accidentally sent it to everyone. So he had to do it a third time.
God.
Oh, there's in his car.
Yeah, these are ones that we've already seen, so he hasn't been getting a ton of work.
We've seen all those?
Yeah, we've seen every one of these so far.
He's the worst cameo ever. Possibly ever.
Yeah, he hates it, too.
It yes, still gets he 150 bucks per.
It's like he reads bullet points. You know how somebody will embellish, you know, like bullet points, and he has no skill.
And he's got this down because he's under $100, and he puts a lot of effort into it. He actually makes them long. You feel like you get your money's worth when you do it.
Yeah. He's going to buy a Chick-fil-A on his cameo money. Wonder how many he's really doing.
There's a bunch on
his page. I bet he's doing a shit ton.
And he's doing a lot because every time you go to his page, there's new ones. And so that means
he said
he's
was number
consistently
two.
Getting them. Yeah, I wonder who's number one.
He said Perez
oh,
Hilton.
What?
Well, he's charging only, like $28.
Yeah, $28 so. For Perez.
Play one of his.
Oh, Lord.
Come gather round, ladies. It is Perez Hilton. Ah! I am so happy to be a part of your very special evening, TGIF. And this video is to each and every one of you.
Isn't
You're
he
amazing.
Done?
I yeah. love you. If you don't know who I am, look me up, Perez Hilton. Follow me on Instagram. And also a very special shout out to Eileen. Surprise, you are Kayla's big little reveal. And you're not so little where it counts. You're very bootylicious, just like Beyonce. Lord. I hear everything. You're gorgeous, you're blonde, and you're a great sorority sister. Sisterhood is what it's all about. Ugh. And creating great memories Quiet. While you're in school.
Oh my God,
you're
he
doing
annoying.
That there at Kappa Delta, all of you.
You should pay $28 to make someone
near
watch this.
Where you are right now, I would be oh, there celebrating
really
with you all. I would sneak in, but I'm not. I am there in spirit. I lit a candle spirit. For you ladies.
Well, he does make them long. Trudy couldn't handle it. She bolted.
I don't blame Trudy's
her. Out. I don't blame her at all.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was that terrible.
Andy Dick's yes. even featured as the number two. That's great.
Who's number three?
Looks like TJ Lavin.
What the hell is that?
Who's that dude?
He's a BMX rider.
Okay. Cool. Who's the rest of the top 10?
Riff Raff.
Riff Raff.
Is that a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Carson Kressley. Chumley.
Kressley. Boy, the gay guys do great, don't they?
Chumley.
Who's Chumley?
Number six.
Pawn Stars.
From Pawn Stars.
Oh, okay.
Number seven.
Really? From Pawn Stars?
Yeah. Number seven is Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number eight is Tiny Lister, the guy
Debo.
From Friday. Debo, yeah. Nine is Sonia Morgan.
From Real Housewives of New York.
Number 10 is Nick Coletti. He's a comedian.
Okay.
Keep going.
But right on his tail are guys like Ice-T, Lance Bass.
You forgot Simon Rex, another gay
guy. Gays are killing this, man.
I didn't know Simon Rex was gay.
Yeah, well, he did gay porn.
Really?
Yeah, after he left MTV, he was an MTV VJ, and then he did gay porn.
Hot.
It was a big scandal.
Who's a football player up there?
Tyler Lockett.
Oh, okay.
Nev is up there.
Nev's up there.
Lord.
Catfish is a great show.
Holly Madison.
Boring.
Sean Astin. Rudy.
Sean, oh, God.
I don't know who these people are, really.
Yeah, no idea.
These chicks from The Office. Tito Ortiz.
Oh, the redhead from The Office, the slut.
Yeah, Meredith and that.
She was great.
I don't know who these people. Bethany Frankel. Yeah.
She's from Housewives of New York also.
This
or
other
New
guy.
Jersey, maybe.
The other one's a Vanderpump.
That guy's from The Office,
Kevin.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin from The Office. Corey Feldman's up there despite being
$202. No. Yeah. What? Get out of here.
Let's see one of
who
Feldman's.
Who is buying his? I'm pissed. Trudy, get down here.
Corey Feldman here. And I'm
Corey
Feldman's
one of the top cameo people.
Oh, God, no.
Five. With a very special message. This message, Eric,
he's boring
is
too.
Brought to you by your dear friend, Sharon. And Sharon contacted me to make sure that I put this video message together for you.
Low energy person.
And she wanted it to be a special one. So, I know that you didn't make it to my show last year. I know there was a problem, and you didn't make
Thomas,
it out.
Yeah, Thomas, I didn't
want to
go.
You canceled a bunch of them. Didn't he cancel
the
Flint show?
I was planning on you being there. I was counting on seeing you.
Nobody cares.
You would have been disappointed.
Course, there was an empty seat in the house.
There was an empty was house.
Two empty seats, as a matter of fact. There's never empty
You'd
seats.
You'd be so bored.
The first five rows were empty.
He just said there's never empty seats in my shows.
Yeah, because he cancels them.
And
he plays tiny venues.
You get a very special and private song.
Just boring.
Oh, God, no.
Here we go.
Sing it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday to you.
How big a loser is this guy?
Happy birthday, dear Eric.
To him.
Happy birthday to you.
What an asshole.
That's stupid.
Who gives a fuck?
Can't Andy Dick teach people how to do these properly?
I wish.
A big kiss and a hug and say thank you very much.
Shut up.
Oh, wrap it up, Feldman.
And you are loved. Happy birthday. And come see the show next year.
So
suck it. Okay. Nobody wants to go to your show. God.
But you see, he did three of these at the same time because he's obviously wearing the same thing. That's $600 he made within, what, 5-10 minutes?
I'm tired of people paying people these stupid messages and then they have to plug shit like the Rocket. I'm so down on the rock.
Everybody still awake?
Wow. He's one of those rectangle faces,
look
too.
Look at that goofy hair. Play a goofy hair one.
This one?
His jaw looks goofy, too.
What is
a woman?
Looks weird. He does.
Hello there.
Looks like
this
Katie Lang.
This message is for Chris Hatcher.
You pack on some
Chris,
pounds since those first ones?
Yeah.
Your old pal, Corey. And I'm here to wish you a very, very happy 30th birthday.
Oh, he's going to sing again.
30, what a great age. You're not too young to make stupid mistakes, and you're not too old to be called an old fogey.
Oh, that was clever.
You're too old to be molested by Michael Jackson.
You still get to live like a young person. You get to have fun. You get to party. You get to
look
good.
So philosophical.
But you got to take life a bit more seriously now because you're going to be held responsible and accountable for your actions.
Oh, God, shut up.
A lot of pressure turning
30. So deep.
But anyway, I just wanted you to know that this message was specifically ordered for you by your pal Chris.
He's filibustering just to make it long.
Chris and Chris. Boy,
he's got really weird hair.
Anyway, God bless. Chris, have a great birthday. Have a wonderful time. And happy 30th from Chris.
Please sing.
And me, Corey. Peace and love.
Who gives a fuck?
I love how he lets it freeze on a really stupid face.
I got a feeling whatever face it froze on was going to be really stupid.
Yes, pretty much. Well, that one he's smiling, but the other ones he's making a really
dumb
face. The
bottom right one is great. The
bottom left one's out of focus.
Can we grab that whole screen of him wearing the same thing, doing all of them? We'll put it on the site.
How much does he get per?
$200.
So he did six in a row.
He did one. Is it 150?
It's 202.
$202. Oh, he really needs extra $2.
The best part is look how much Cameo made off of it. What do they get? 20%?
I think they get 20.
Wow.
Good God.
That is low quality entertainment.
Cameo is raking it in.
I know. How long will Cameo, will this carry on?
Oh, yeah. They keep adding new people.
What about Dial-A-Star? Dial-A-Star died.
That's right. That was the best.
I missed Dial-A-Star. We had so much fun with Dial-A-Star. We only made like 4 phone calls, but it was a blast.
That's how we talked to Farrah.
Yeah. Oh. Wait.
Didn't we talk to Farrah on it?
Yeah, I found an interview. You guys.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we did. That's right.
Talking to Farrah.
Earlier teen mom.
You would talk to her mom first, and she didn't want to talk to you.
Her mom. Her mom thinks she's hot now. Have you noticed?
Oh, God.
I think she had a, I don't know, makeover or maybe some action taken on her face.
Of course.
She thinks she's
Michael?
Hot. Michael? I know. I love when kids call their parents by their first names. That's a good sign.
Like Condit.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. What was his kid's
name? That
word
started.
Chad Condit.
Chad Condit, yeah.
They called him Gary.
My favorite Chad Condit moment is showing up on Larry King Live wearing an Oakland Raiders jersey.
It was a Jerry Rice jersey.
Yeah. You're on Larry King Live, first of all.
Defending your father.
Defending your father.
From killing a girl.
And you're wearing
in a Raiders jersey.
I got to wear my best jersey. We just signed him.
Hey, it's Jerry Rice. This isn't just anybody.
Well, you don't think Rice is the best receiver ever? Fuck you, King.
Caught 60 balls this year. Jesus.
My dad didn't do it.
What was the daughter's name? Katie? C-A-D-Y? Or C-A-D-I-E?
I thought it was C-A-D-E-E. Oh. I think you might be right. It might be Y.
It might be E-E.
He totally got away with that, right?
I don't think he did it.
He didn't do it.
He didn't
That's,
do it.
Yeah.
Right. But he balled her. He did ball her.
Oh, yeah, so he got away with just being just scum.
Just stuffing an intern. Stuffing a fat intern. He got away with that.
C-A-D-E-E.
Trudy, you cringed at that description.
Wait,
what's
he
wrong
didn't
with
do
that?
It? I always
no, he didn't
I,
do it.
I always
he did stuff her.
Oh, he banged her. Yeah,
it's a fact.
He did
was
really
she not,
weird.
Was she not heavy? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just.
I
he
don't
did really
remember. Yeah, yeah. Kind of. Well, she had big hair. I think that.
Yeah,
is that
the
what
hair
think?
Was not good.
Yeah, who killed? Well, then who killed Chandra Levy? Then
that was Chandra Levy.
I think his best defense was
he stuffed
that
her.
He wouldn't tap that.
Wasn't it just some transient?
He hung out with her. He balled her.
No, I mean the murderer. Oh yeah, he balled the shit out of her.
Yeah.
The murderer was an opportunist who saw her running when she had headphones
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Oh.
That's when I was like, maybe I should rethink wearing headphones when I run. Oh hell, I just never run anymore.
Yeah, that's even safer.
Oh, I see this dude.
Yeah.
That was the kind of thing was really, I mean, when you think back on
he
it, that was
never,
brutal.
He just disappeared.
Did he die?
No. Gary?
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 Gary Condit?
No, he's still out there. He's probably balling some chicks weirdly.
He didn't get reelected, did he?
I think she looked big to you because
he's 70.
She had big hair.
Her body wasn't that bad.
And she wore mom jeans.
Okay, he
kind of.
He stuffed a not very attractive intern. Sorry.
Okay.
Maybe she's not.
But
bad.
He's
I don't
older.
Know. I shouldn't say that. It's terrible.
He's older.
Still working. He's a lobbyist in California.
Of course.
How old is Condit?
70.
70. So how old was that? He was like in his mid 50s, wasn't he?
Weesh.
I mean, I'm sorry. A guy in his mid 50s banging an intern. That's ridiculous.
Did you know that Chad once ran for House of Representatives?
How bad did he lose?
He lost in the top two election against the incumbent. He ran as an independent in the Democratic candidate. Condit has a daughter, Katie, who married an assembly member, Adam Gray, a former Condit.
Oh, keep it in the family.
Here's another picture of him in
there
that
it is,
jersey.
Yeah.
He loved that jersey.
It's his best jersey, man.
We're everywhere.
Well, you don't think Rice is the best? Fuck you.
He's not even a young kid. I thought he was going to be like 18 years
old.
No.
He was like 28 on King wearing a Jerry Rice jersey. Ridiculous.
So weird. And nobody at CNN thought to say, you're going to wear that? Really?
Hey, why is Help Me Hank, I hate to do this because it's very Maz-like. Why is Henry Help Me Hank doing a stripper cash controversy?
I wanted to see the story. Why? You don't think he should be doing a story on strippers?
No, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Hank's digging in the weeds.
Yeah.
Well, what could the controversy be?
Oh, they're probably getting money stole.
Some stripper stole cash from this dude.
I mean, are
you
they
gotta
males?
Love him for taking one for the team going to Help Me Hank.
Is this male strippers or female strippers?
I'm going to say female.
Social media. Yeah, Karen, Jason, they certainly were. Social media was blowing up.
Look at
Why?
Shoes.
Because people wanted their money back, and we wanted answers. After we got involved, the man behind the big male review show was finally eager to make things
male
right.
Stripper. Oh, okay, he's making things right.
He's the man behind some of the hottest parties in Detroit. Brandon,
I didn't know,
Renegade Ivy, and his crew of male strippers throw big bashes in area lofts and venues. The one he was planning late last year was billed as another biggie, but things did not go as planned.
There were people that were angry. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to it?
I just pray for him, you know.
But you have to take some responsibility.
Yeah, I definitely take responsibility as well.
You'll hear more from the king at the center of this controversy in a moment.
A couple weeks before the party, he called me from Facebook, asked me if I still wanted to come, and that there were people that wanted to buy tickets. So I cashed after him the $40 for the tickets, and that was that.
The party Brandon was promoting turned out to be a bust, and the firestorm on social media from those who had bought tickets and from vendors who'd paid even more to be there was instant.
That's
and
a great
ugly.
Name.
This was just like one of those bad situations.
Meet Brittany and Jen. They both heard the buzz about the parties online, and they both wanted in. Brittany, a fan of the male dancers,
hot
paid
that they wanted to go
for the ticket. She was told, big loft, many men, big party.
Nice.
He's been posting this party since, I want to say, November, December.
And it's here on Facebook and Instagram where Brandon grabs more followers your attention,
than him.
Provocative pictures, the party atmosphere, and the king of cash surrounded by the money he takes in as a performer and a promoter. Jen, who sells adult merchandise, paid to sell her products to the crowd inside the big loft.
When it got time to closer to do the party, he went MIA.
The king of promotion suddenly vanished. Is it because the big venue that was promised fell through? The bash now being moved here to the Hawthorne Suites Hotel in Dearborn. But it's not in a ballroom or a hall. Nope, the male stripper review is being moved into a single hotel room.
Wow, that's
nice. Wait, I'm like, no, I can't attend. I'm going to need my money back. And he said, okay.
Jen agreed. She, too, wanted a full refund. And in these text messages, Brandon says, I'm a really good person.
That's a great name.
I'm going to give you your deposit back. But he never did. I sent Brandon a message.
In
he replied right away.
Room?
In fact, he wanted to share his side
capacity
of the story.
Five
it's just
people?
A bad experience for me, and it's a lesson learned.
But it's a bad experience for them.
It is. In a way, it's a bad experience on both ends because the lack of communication.
Was the hotel aware of what was happening in the room?
Right.
They loved that. They knew that I had a large party.
Did they know that you were selling tickets for people to come there to see male dancers?
Well, no, they didn't know that.
Okay.
No.
Because that could be in itself a little bit of a problem.
Brandon admits he did change the venue up last minute, and the big party in a loft was moved to a small hotel room. That's exactly why he showed up with the cash to give Jen a full refund.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. My money.
You like what you see, huh?
I thought he was not giving in.
Well done, Hank.
Not giving in. What a ridiculous story.
he helped somebody, though.
A review in a small hotel room. A review means there's like five dudes, right?
No, it's just him. It's a one-man review.
A review means more than one, doesn't it?
A review means multiple people. It would suggest that, yes.
But there's five dudes dancing by the side of the bed, and everyone's sitting on the bed.
I know.
I mean, come on. How ridiculous is that?
That's pretty ridiculous.
What, do they come dancing out of the bathroom? They're all crowded
in
the bathroom.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that's
yeah, I guess that'd be pretty cool.
Breaking news with Mort Trim.
What?
So Smollett has officially been, quote-unquote, named a suspect in a criminal investigation.
The detectives have already testified in the grand jury. Ooh. So have the brothers.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, he's going to be indicted.
I think...
Oh, you're such fake news!
20th Century Fox is going to have a different take on how they support him now.
Why did they put that statement out today? Did you read it? It was ridiculous. They said, he's wonderful to work with, and we stand behind him.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you standing behind him? Are you kidding me? And who cares if he's wonderful to work with? If he's making hoaxes up.
He continues to be a consummate professional on set, and as we previously stated, he is not being written off the show.
Well, maybe they didn't want it to affect ratings for the show either.
Yes, sir. We did this for the show.
Oh, there he is.
I.
That's a child actor.
Well, this changes it, though. Now he's officially charged.
Yeah, I wonder. They were so quick to make a statement before. Yeah. Will they be quick to toss him off the show? Or will they? No, they'll say, you're innocent until proven guilty. Is that what they'll say?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And give him the benefit of the doubt. And
are the Roseanne supporters going to be angry that he's not thrown off the show?
I thought about that angle.
Roseanne was off the show in, like, what, 3 hours?
God damn it! I thought the bitch was white.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe that when I was reading. There were, this is on Twitter. You know, if you see he's trending at the top, so I just click it, and there's all these people's comments. And all of a sudden, there's just string of people going, Roseanne was thrown off the show immediately. And it's like, oh my God, who thinks of this? Really?
Well, yeah, and then.
You don't even watch Empire.
And Cosby's show's still on the air, and Ted Danson's still on The Good Place.
You know, I am actually surprised that The Cosby Show's still on.
Yeah, me too.
I would think that would have gone by the wayside.
He doesn't make much money off that, does he?
I don't think that's the point. I mean, if O.J. Simpson was in a sitcom, I'd probably be.
Oh, I'd watch The Naked Gun right now if it was on TV.
I would watch it too.
Let's see if The Naked Gun's on. The Naked Gun. I mean, just because Juice killed two people doesn't mean we can't enjoy Nordberg.
It airs tomorrow at 4:30.
Yeah, let's warm
it. Does it really?
Great movie.
Record it. Yeah. By all means.
Juice.
Yeah, just eliminate the art.
Did you guys hear Morrissey is going to tour Canada for the first time after a 15-year protest?
Is he really bummed out about it?
No, I think he's excited.
How does Morrissey keep all these battles going?
What's that?
How does he keep all the battles going?
I don't know. It was over seal hunting laws. Because I was thinking, what in the world is Morrissey mad? Nobody's mad at Canada. No one's mad at Canada. But apparently Morrissey was, and he's over it. Maybe they sold out some shows. Mm. Ariana Grande is at the 1, 2, and 3 position on the Billboard Top 100 songs.
Yep. Bummed out are you about that? Because
well, the Beatles had 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
I was annoyed, though, seeing some people saying, Ariana Grande versus the Beatles. Oh, come on, Ariana, of course.
Duh.
Is Sorry Not Sorry one of the top three?
It's not her. That's Lovato. Oh.
Sorry Not Sorry.
This is one of them, this shitty song.
What's Lovato Sorry Not Sorry about?
She's sorry, not sorry. I don't know. This stupid
wait,
song's
isn't
on
she
there.
Stealing a song here?
Yeah.
Favorite things.
She's also squash your beef with Piers Morgan.
Next. Oh, that's great. Good for her.
Some
next.
Of the girlfriends were playing this in the hotel over the weekend.
Okay. Next.
Did you say thank you?
What,
next.
Trudy, anything.
Your crew was next. Playing this?
Yeah.
Next.
What? It was like, loving this song.
I'm so disappointed.
Next.
What's this stupid song called?
Thank you.
Thank you, next.
Next. Next.
Thank you, next. Okay. Well, I got that confused with Sorry Not Sorry.
Next.
Sorry Not next. Sorry.
Yeah. Ooh, Hank told me that stripper's Instagram is legendary.
Really?
I have to check it out.
That dude?
I should send Hank Clayton Peter
Clayton
Patterson.
Clayton Peter Patterson, of course. Well, that's a great video he sent Maz. Clayton Patterson.
That we've already seen because it was
a gay dude who 60 who got divorced and said he was gay.
Oh, he's got a new photo.
He sent Maz.
His boner is holding that blanket up.
What?
More of the dramatic, well, my attempt. I just have to smile. Really? I'm finally back in Florida in shirtless weather. I don't mean to rub it in, northerners, but it's sunny and 80 degrees today, and I'm just flexing in the sun.
Brandon, comments? Can you read the comments, please?
He has a professional photographer around him at all times.
It looks like it.
It's all eggplants, it's fires, and hearts.
Eggplants. Oh, my God. So hot.
Let's call him up immediately.
Lucky you. Let's do it. Most and best pose, sir. You are a god.
Wait. Let's do it and congrats. Oh, that he's responding to somebody.
Congrats on your show.
That's him writing that to somebody.
The show.
Oh. Oh, okay. Layla? He responded to HarryMail86.
No. At that one. Click on that person. Who's that person? What's the show? Oh!
Oh! No! No! What have we gotten ourselves into?
Did you go to beat off?
I don't
know. That page is so hot.
Oh my God. This is a bunch of nude guys doing yoga poses. And I thought you couldn't have this on Instagram.
What? What is this?
It's yoga.
Wait.
Wait, that's Clayton.
It's exercise. Be adults. Come
Who's
on.
This dude?
That's Clayton right there.
That's Clayton.
What did I miss? I just heard.
I thought you went to go beat off.
So what happened, Drew, was we were looking at Clayton.
Damn.
What?
Lord.
Sorry,
what is this?
We were looking at Clayton's comments, and one of them said it was from Clayton. He actually commented on his own, but he responded to this profile, so we clicked on it, and it's just, it's a bunch of nude dudes.
That guy's doing a handstand with his legs spread.
Yoga, and it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Oh, that highlight doll.
Is that Mark?
That fucking highlight doll.
That was Connor.
Is that guy hot enough to be nude?
No, that guy wasn't.
I don't think so. Get out of here. Not that hot.
How many people follow this?
Wait,
2,500.
Somebody tell that guy he's not that hot.
That one with the mirror. Look at that picture and look at the blurs on it.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to post any of these pictures.
Wait, that's Clayton's dick they blurred out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck? Can you check some comments, Brandon?
On these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
One of the more provocative pictures, please.
Dude, I can see your penis.
What?
No, I am not a male escort.
These ones don't have nearly as many comments as Clayton's, though.
Why is Clayton's so...
I wish I'd never met him.
Look at...
Oh, it's okay.
He has more followers.
Oh. What? Hashtag. Where's your wiener in all of that?
So hanging down the other side.
Yeah, it's tucked away.
Ugh.
I can't get back to Clayton's.
Ugh. Why? Because you're so enraptured by these
photos? No, because it won't click. Wow. Anyway, trapped. Going back to Clayton's new photo, his
God, that was
new, not nude. So a ton of eggplant emojis.
So ridiculous. That pose. Have you ever made that pose in your life?
Never.
He's like smelling his armpit.
He's the first person to ever make it. What's he saying, Brandon? What are the poses?
You have a beautiful body.
Doesn't look like his boner's holding that blanket up in front of him.
Yes.
No more clothes. No more clothes.
He's so rocky. He could put like a shirt on a hanger on his dick.
I like how in character Brandon gets when he reads the comments.
Pull that cover down.
No, don't.
This is so artistic. Damn, why am I not a boy? I don't know what that means.
What?
He gets so many comments. It's insane. Sexy. I don't mind you rubbing it on me.
Jesus. Hey, Clayton, that isn't pants. It's a duvet. Just heads up before you go out for the day. I wouldn't worry about it because it would be held up by his boner the whole time.
I think he's already out by the time the guy commented.
I know.
Good morning, stud.
Looking good.
Stupid. Freddie Prinze commented?
Yeah, looking good.
Wow.
Yeah, he sent this to Maz.
Which we'd already heard, him playing the piano nude. He sent it to Maz to thank him for the interview.
Hashtag instagay.
What?
I don't know. Hashtag underwear model.
What are the comments, Brandon?
Daddy. I do sit at the piano and do lots of work, yeah.
Daddy, hot body, sexy, yummy.
Except for Max.
Awesome.
Maybe.
Very nice. I love this piano.
Piano.
What a talented
what
creation.
What a pianist.
I have to blow him about his piano playing, too? Jesus.
Naked pianist will be next.
I hate it when there's no negative comments. None. That's bullshit. It's like Facebook, you know, somebody's on vacation. Oh, my God, your family's so beautiful.
And then there's this one. Hey, Jersey City here. We should jam sometime.
Yeah.
I love Jersey City.
I love this. Sexy daddy.
Sexy daddy. Knock it off. Is that a comment, Brandon?
Guapo. Keep it up.
It's guapo.
I don't know. Handsome in Spanish.
Oh.
There's a lot of Spanish.
I know that from the Three Amigos and El Guapo.
Ah.
Wonderful. Mm. Can you stand up and play?
Oh, yeah, he would with his dick. Like Tommy Lee.
Drew, you never get emojis, especially like this.
Oh. No, I don't. You're right.
Hashtag piano.
Oh, that highlight doll.
How many likes does
that
he have?
Fucking highlight doll.
Does it let us see the likes for videos? He gets about, I don't know, I'd say about 2,000.
2,000?
Per picture.
I have 500 and some for my tattoo face.
This one has 4,000 of this.
Wow.
And then his videos get about, 3,000 to 4,000 views.
Man, it doesn't matter how many days I work out, I'll never get that hot, ever. Fuck.
There's only one piano player I want to see their social media of.
Here is my Christmas request video. I'm going to start with the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Yeah, Derek.
Oh, come on, I could play that.
Clayton should have sent this to Maz.
I can't believe Derek has his shirt off in this photo. It's too crazy.
I can do that. See you on Friday.
Honestly, it's not that good, Derek.
Thank you.
Yeah, Derek, get over yourself.
No, it wasn't.
I think it's this point in the video, the person recording goes, oh, why didn't they bring a fucking tripod? Because now he's going to stay here for the whole song.
Thank you.
He's getting jolly jolly, isn't he?
I don't know how old I am, no.
I love Derek.
Wait, he doesn't know how old he is?
No.
He can play anything on the piano in the
world. Thank you.
Play anything in the world on the piano, but he doesn't know how old he is. He can't tie his shoes either, I remember
that's
that.
That's the point, yeah.
He doesn't know how long to work in a day.
He rules.
He rules the piano.
I can do that.
Oh, come on, don't rag on
Derek.
And
he's wearing Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Yeah.
Pepperoni in New York. Is that a little finger, isn't it?
Playing with the whole band now.
Is it about a year, wasn't it?
Can he play with the band? How does he play with the band? Yeah. He can't even tie his shoes.
The clapping, does that make me happy when I'm playing, Liam? I like to do I've Got Rhythm with the ending.
I love
it. Yeah!
So good.
A little repetitive.
Something important I need to tell you about is thank you, Derek. Dr. Yaldo knows that men don't like going to the doctor. They'll lie around moaning for days while their wife or girlfriend says, get off the couch and get your lazy ass to the doctor. So what we say to you is, we know you hate your contacts and reading glasses. We know your life would be better to see 20/20 up close and far away. And if you'll get off the couch and get a free evaluation, maybe you'll finally stop complaining that you can't see shit anymore. Everyone should get an eye exam at least every 2 years to check for things like glaucoma. And it's covered by your regular insurance. And there's no excuse. Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon, having given over 50,000 Detroiters life-changing surgeries, many of ours, too. Custom LASIK or the amazing multifocal lens implants for people 50-plus. So pick up the phone. It's free. And if you do get surgery, you'll get the Drew and Mike discount and be free of glasses, contacts, and hated reading glasses. So call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
Thank you.
And, the weather's not so great, but Tigers are at spring training. Is that supposed to? That never makes me feel that much better that they're at spring training.
It never does?
Not really, because it's never warm here.
Yeah, it's always.
I mean, it's nice to know that they're warm.
Yeah, but all the sports people are basking in the sunshine. Yeah, always makes me super jealous.
Clayton Patterson, too. Apparently it's 80 in Florida. That's what I took from his Instagram.
I don't get off on it, but Zot Ford is celebrating with, our studio sponsor Zot Ford and Holly and DealsNadie.com want to warm you up with their annual $99 payment party.
Fill you up.
Lease a
what?
I want to fill you up. Lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month. Matt said he liked driving that car, by the way. Or lease a new 19 Ford Escape as low as $99 a month. Or lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge, as low as, yes, $99 a month. Celebrate $99 payments in early spring with your friends.
How much is the Edge?
The Edge, $99.
$99.
I'm paying so much for the Edge.
I know. That's what I always find. They have better deals than I got.
God damn it.
I don't understand it. Why weren't they desperate when I was buying a car? yeah, $99 payments in early spring with your friends at Zot Ford in Holly.
Hey, did you guys see that Mike Pompeo issued the statement that ISIS bride can't come back?
Good.
Whether or not
good.
That,
see ya.
That holds up in court. But
I want her back. What, so we can see how long before she goes nuts and tells people to kill Americans again?
Yeah, I think she's, but, you know, she goes straight to jail, but. But
well,
she's.
I maintain, if she's willing to go to death row, she can come back to America.
Oh,
I
mean, okay.
It's a good choice. Death row or good go deal. Somewhere else?
No, I don't want her deciding. I don't want, whatever she wants to do, no.
But
is
she
the
was
answer.
A child when she made that decision.
She
to
was
go
not
over
that
there.
Young, was she? Didn't she say what? She was 19?
Well, whatever
or
she wants to do, no. The opposite.
Yeah.
If she doesn't want to come back here, then well, let's go get her and bring her back and lock her up.
There's chicks
right.
trying to get back into the UK also.
Well, like
she?
You guys have no never too. Made a mistake before.
Not like that.
How'd she think Alabama was worse than moving to that? Like she got there and she's like, oh, shit. It's not what I thought.
Didn't she get knocked up over there too?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. By her second husband, both her first and second husband were killed in combat.
That's right. Lock her up.
So she said she admits, hey, I've ruined my life and my child's life, but I want to come back.
No, thanks.
I just think that that's...
I don't even want that kid.
No,
I fucked the kid.
That kid.
It's going to be miswired somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be under her influence.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll just take
it's a time
back.
Bomb. I don't want a time bomb in this country.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
I don't want either one of those time bombs.
She's a doctor, though. What if she comes up with a cure to cure cancer?
She's not a doctor, is she?
Isn't she? I thought she was.
She's like 21 or something, isn't she?
Oh, am I thinking of a different one then? Didn't we
well,
lose
there's
a
one
doctor?
Trying to get in the UK?
Didn't we lose a doctor to ISIS?
Probably.
It's pretty bad that we lost a doctor to ISIS. But then again, if you're that kind of doctor that's going to be influenced by internet videos, I don't know if I want you operating on me.
I
anyway.
Know she claims she was brainwashed. What if she gets brainwashed again?
Yeah, no, thank you.
By the way,
she's going to come here. She's going to join NXIVM or Scientology.
Praise be to Allah.
Do you find it a little, just maybe a little weak-minded when people get brainwashed by the internet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't it take five people to do it at least?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Even that.
Because you can just leave your computer anytime you want.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Did you have Hare Krishnas at VaTech? There's also a Hare Krishna contingent on campus. And I was
of
like,
course.
Did you join?
Oh, hell no. I could not.
Sounds like you dug it for
I
while.
Could not be converted by anybody.
Hare Krishnas came to my door here.
Did they?
They did.
Here?
They were very nice. Yeah, here.
Were they wearing robes? And the hair?
I don't think so. They were well-dressed, though, regular. As I recall. I think they looked fairly normal.
Wow.
They were very nice, and we had a friendly conversation, and they left.
Did you ask them if they like George Harrison's, or did you play
I should have. You know, Trudy, that's a great idea. That's what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to try and connect them with some great music, with All Things Must Pass.
They have to know that song.
And
right?
Living in the Material World. Yeah, they've got to know those songs. Come on. Kurt Cobain would have been 52 today.
Aww.
He's been dead almost as long as he was alive
now. We'd like you to have this flower from the Religious Consciousness Church.
You would said you Hare Krishna, made me think of this.
No, but thank you anyway.
Remember the opening to Airplane? The Hare Krishnas?
I haven't seen this in ages.
Don't tell me which zone is for stopping and which zone is for loading.
Listen, buddy, don't start up with your white zone shit again.
Oh, balls, it's the wrong zone.
Hello, we'd like you to have this flower from the Church of Religious Consciousness. Would you like to make a donation?
No, thanks. We gave it the office.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Wait, is this some internet? That's not George, is it?
Sounds like him.
My sweet Lord, I really want to see you.
Sounds like him. I don't know. Why is there no drums or
stripped down?
Suspicious.
That's pretty good.
It does sound like George. That's got a million. Well,
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody finally.
Oh! What'd you think?
I liked it okay. The concert scenes were great. Did I have to talk about this one, guys? Oh.
You talked to me about it before.
Oh, right.
I cannot believe that Maz said that Bohemian Rhapsody was so good that he wanted to watch it 2-3 times. What a piece of shit movie.
It's kind of slow. I thought the pace.
Whoa,
was a
really?
Bit.
Really? I didn't. I don't think.
But I love
I
the concert
that complaint.
And the one in Cleveland when they're like, "Hello, Cleveland." I was at public. I was at that concert.
So you got the. I was there.
I was
Cleveland!
There.
That is exciting. I have to admit the Children of the Snow, even though it's about the Elgin County Child Killer. There were many I was theirs.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
I know. It's weird how that effect happens. It just does.
Where
I mean,
the bodies
you can't
were
fight
like,
it.
I know where that is.
Yeah, and the 7-Eleven in Berkeley.
Yeah, I've been there.
I've been there too.
Could have been me.
what did you think of the Rami Malek?
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
I didn't think he did that great a job. Hey, Freddie Mercury didn't have blue eyes either.
I hated the way they tied everything up with a bow at the end.
Yeah,
just the struggling actor with a thick
an AIDS
mean
bow
cock.
Yeah, with an AIDS bow. And did he wave to his, he blew his mom a kiss, supposedly?
He's got AIDS.
I don't remember him blowing it. Did he blow a kiss at the real show?
I don't know if he did, but he blows a kiss to everyone, and she thinks it's just for her.
Hi, mommy.
How many billions of people were watching?
Maybe they just made that up because he blew a kiss at the end of the concert. I enjoyed watching because I like Queen's music.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, it was... As far as movies, it was a fun movie to watch. I don't regret it or anything. I'm not as pissed as that guy is at Maz.
I did think, though, I don't know. I mean, I think they overplayed the parents being mad at him. And cause I don't think, were his parents really mad at him? I think that was the case. And the girl who...
I don't know. I don't think they would have been crazy about his lifestyle. I don't know. That's what I mean. There was so much fiction in that movie, even with the band, which you'd think they'd get the band part, they'd be accurate, but they really weren't. There were a lot of, as Gary Graff pointed out, there were a lot of things that were very stretched or...
Oh, all hit movies are lies. Did you see Argo?
Right.
None of that happened. And I have strong doubts about The Incredibles.
Is that guy who was the tour manager still alive, though? Paul?
Oh,
what was his last name?
I looked him up while I was watching the movie. That's funny you ask.
Yeah.
I think he is.
He went on and trashed him on TV. I don't remember any of that stuff, but it was...
You know the guy that manages Elton John or managed Elton John? Was it Terry Reid?
Oh, right. Terry Reid. Right.
Yeah. I was wondering about him, too, because he's older. He's probably not around. I don't know.
Put it in reverse, here!
How about Freddie's flamboyant parties?
I thought that was pretty funny. It got kind of dark in the Munich
and
thing.
Queen hanging out there, you know, being like the oddballs.
Right. And
like, I'll bring the cookies.
What are these stupid band members doing here? They're not even gay.
I could have thought they could have maybe played along with it a little.
A little better.
Yeah. Because it wasn't all about being, you know, gay. It was all kinds of stuff going on.
And Freddie became a major dick. And Freddie's solo career?
Oh, God. That was so grim.
Could that studio have really been that packed with hangers on?
Oh, no.
No studios.
Is
ever had
Freddie
that
Mercury
idiots
homosexual?
In it. overall, I was amused by the movie. I was, you know, constantly feeling like, oh, this is stupid. This is fake. But it was still about Queen generally.
I'm really glad that they were able to use the voice tracks, though, of his, you know, because he was such a great singer. He was so good.
He was.
God.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great music in it.
Yeah.
And Queen is just getting massive streams online now. Yeah. Queen is huge.
So is Shallow.
Shallow? Shallow?
Yeah, the Gaga song.
Oh, that was the other thing, the other gossip, speculative thing is that Gaga has now left her boyfriend.
Yes.
And he may be questionable with his girlfriend.
Well, they can't be apart.
And they were like telestrating the body language when it shows them sitting on the chair together.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
How romantic.
Isn't he an agent? He represents music stars, I think. Other music stars.
Bradley Cooper?
No, I meant her boyfriend.
Oh, is he? I don't know.
I think he's a manager type. How many streams does a stupid song have?
306 million on YouTube.
Did you hear Kelly Clarkson sang it better than Gaga?
Yeah, but there's no Bradley Cooper there, so.
Oh. Well, no one can do his part. If he's not there, no one is allowed to fill in for him. You have to just skip that part.
I kind of want to see this stupid movie now just to laugh at it.
Yeah.
You will.
I saw it.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't really like it. It's chick flick.
Seems to be a Cliff Notes theater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Seems so. I've never seen any of the movies, any of the Star Is Born, but I have a feeling I know the plot pretty good. Even the twist at the end.
Could do a real short Cliff Notes theater very easily.
Yeah. Aren't you tired trying to fill that
void? Or do you need. There are people crying, by the way, in the theater at the end of the movie.
What? Where? What soft theater is this?
I think I was at the Palladium.
Kristen cried.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Sad movie.
It's not real.
I know, but she's a pushover when it comes to certain movies, and there were some sad parts in this movie. Andrew Dice Clay was good in it, though.
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't.
You didn't like him? I just liked seeing him again.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Dice in so
okay.
long.
Oh,
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah, that one show. That's a pretty good show. And the
yeah,
Showtime
that's
one.
Not on anymore, is it?
I don't think so.
It's funny how you read a lot about Dice and how great he is now, and it's like, but what is he doing?
I'm surprised.
Me
people,
too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised people don't come out and say, "I can't believe he made this joke back in you know 87."
Yeah, I know. It's
people
weird.
Hated
it's
him
crazy.
Back then. It seems to be.
Yeah, what's her face wouldn't do SNL.
Nor done. Yeah. Nor done. Yeah, that was whatever.
Simpler times.
The hell is Nora done?
Those simpler times.
Exactly.
Nora Dunn was good. She was all right.
She does Lysol commercials now or something.
She does?
Really?
Yeah.
Why she stinks.
She's got a job, though.
I tell you, being in that world. Well, Cameo shows you.
Yeah,
how hard it is to be in that world when you get older.
You see Norm's coming back to town, so
yeah,
he wasn't hurt too bad by all the crying people at the Tonight Show. He's still out there touring.
You know, when I read stuff like that, no, there couldn't have been crying people. The Tonight Show is supposed to be a funny show. There can't be people crying because Norm Macdonald said something the day before that wasn't even cry-worthy.
Yeah.
I wasn't crying, and I'm not a comedy writer. Wasn't that just one of the softest things you've ever heard?
Yeah, stupid.
Isn't that just the softest thing you've ever heard?
That is the softest.
I don't know. Crying in a movie is pretty soft, too.
Oh, a lot of chicks will cry at chick flicks.
I may have shed a tear or two at the scroll at the very end when they said, "What you know, Freddie died," even though I knew it. You know, I mean, it was
Freddie.
That's I mean, that's a true story, though.
He's got AIDS.
Right. Just. And seeing them support him and after his death and stuff like that.
I was listening
sort of
soft
to yesterday's soft. Show
sure.
for a few minutes this morning, and I was amused. We were pointing out how wonderful it was for the band and for their sort of their legacy that Freddie got AIDS because it just sort of, you know, it was like, oh, my God, he got AIDS. Oh, I love Queen. I mean, and it's sad.
Hooray for AIDS.
He died pretty young. I mean, it makes you bigger when you die and died of AIDS, which is even worse. And man says, well, he's pretty good before the AIDS, too.
Was this just my observation to when they were showing Wembley? They zeroed in, like, on, they put the audience, the extras, in. They put a bunch of, like, planted gay people, sort of sprinkled them in.
Oh.
Gay couples.
Gay plants.
What?
Yeah,
no,
well, they
really?
Had, you know, like, it was as though they were sort of purposefully, but not real, obviously.
Trudy, you're so observant. Wow. Now, I have to watch that to see that.
Like, an older guy and his younger boyfriend were holding each other and crying in a couple of other spots. Where
somebody got a dick?
I think I noticed
there's
one
gay
couple.
There's the casting director.
Somebody got a dick? Somebody got a dick?
That was 1986.
Somebody got a dick?
That was 86.
It's
there wouldn't
pointing.
Be many gay couples at Live Aid.
Yeah,
there?
I don't know.
I don't think.
I mean,
oh, we've already
UK?
Established the whole movie's a fucking lie.
That's true.
I really felt like somebody was kind of making a point, but you know, I mean, why not? That people identified with him.
No one even knew Freddie was gay then.
At that point, at Wembley,
he wasn't out.
Well, I watched the movie and I've been brainwashed to think that everybody knew about it.
I know. It is kind of incredible to think that we didn't think he, or that some people didn't think he was gay.
I thought he was, yeah.
Was that
I had a crush on him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I truly could have had AIDS. Would have made our show bigger.
He's not even that hot, is he?
Would have made the show bigger.
It was impressive. I don't know.
Trudy died of AIDS yesterday from Freddie Mercury.
The Freddie Mercury.
The Freddie Mercury
she got
strain.
From Freddie Mercury.
Mammy of the Mercury strain.
She finally met him 3 days ago and she's already dead.
It's one of the most elite strain of AIDS that you could get.
It's the hottest burning.
We're determined to carry on.
And it's no rock. It's no rock AIDS, but it's pretty good AIDS.
It's pretty powerful.
Was he pre? Was that show pre Rock Hudson or post Rock Hudson?
The Live Aid.
Yeah,
I was right. It was pretty close actually, because Hudson died in '86, didn't he?
Oh, well, you just
I think
just read
he did.
The book.
Hudson. Why wouldn't you call people by their last names? It just doesn't fit sometimes. Like, hey Hudson, we got a pool full of young blondes.
I'll be right
Hudson
there.
Hudson died in 1985.
Oh. Yeah, so it was post Hudson. Pre Libby, though.
So maybe.
Because Libby went down.
Oh, wow.
Wait, Liberace was gay?
Yeah. He won a lawsuit.
Somebody
though,
got a dick?
Time magazine called him effeminate, I think. And he sued them and he won.
How did he win?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Isn't that factual that he's effeminate?
What do you mean?
Be more
I think it's
it
pretty factual.
What did he wear to court? That would have been proof right there. 87.
His Jerry Rice jersey.
Wait, Libby went in 87?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God, that's scary. No one seems to die from AIDS anymore. It's so rare.
I know.
Because Magic Johnson discovered the cure.
He did.
Yeah, it's you money. Take cash and you insert
yeah, lots
it
of money.
Into your veins.
That's crazy, though, if you think about it. Like, that was so scary.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Let's see. Like it, Brandon. You want to get us out of here? We should bolt.
Somebody get a dick.
Don't forget ML Elric's show. When will Elric's show be available?
It's going to take a while. Oh. It needs to be cleared by some higher.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. This is the most thoroughly vetted.
Well, he's got a job. So.
All righty then. Like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, review us on Facebook, rate us, rate, review, whatever they call it, and same thing on iTunes. And we have our donation bar, of course, and people have been helping the show, not to mention the Amazon portal. Hopefully you're not having any problems with that.
Keep the calls coming on 209-66-BONER.
Oh, yeah. Were there any good ones?
Oh, I got about 50 today, but I didn't have enough time to kind of put things together, but we'll continue to work on that.
I think we need to ask people to specifically respond to something like
yeah,
Jussie Smollett, or I'm not saying Jussie Smollett, but just something specific so they have a topic, kind of.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just going to get a lot of farts.
Yeah, a lot of farts. I got
some
dude
all our audience members farting.
Or auditions.
Somebody's poop today. It was kind of gross.
Somebody recorded. Are you kidding?
Diarrhea. Yeah. I'll play it for you after the show.
No thanks.
Was it bad?
It's pretty gross. You know who you are.
How was the sound?
You know, maybe I'll find it and play it right after this.
No thanks.
Yeah, probably crystal clear.
They put the microphone in the bowl.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the technical part than the actual.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a dude. I'll find it.
Do you know that, or just from hearing it, you know it's a dude?
I think there's some grunts in there.
You can identify gender by shit sounds.
Knock it off.
I feel like I can smell it.
Yeah.